rules and regulations. But luckily, it's the last year. Not bringing it back is essentially Tiger doesn't want to come back, and it was only made for him.
So the question is, will they bring it back with other people?
No, I doubt it. It was
Sean O'Hare against his dad.
Be good. 3.9 rating this year versus the tie rating was 5.9 back in 2001 when Tiger played Sergio. And you know what? There's just too much downtime, I think. They could condense that thing,
yeah.
You know, because they got about 15 minutes between shots.
You know what I think would be really fun for one of those things? Take the top 20.
Mm-hmm.
And just...
One club?
Nope, just do a skins. They all tee off on the first hole. The three worst scores are out.
What they used to call that when they used to have them on the tour?
They did that on the tour on Wednesdays or Tuesdays.
It was the Maryland shootout.
Yeah, I think that'd be a blast made for TV.
And I'll tell you why I liked it. It wasn't that the people got eliminated on every hole. It's that there was a tie for elimination.
Yeah,
one guy gets to pick where to hit from. So it was like horse.
Right.
So, you know, Phil would hit his backwards flop shot over his head.
And he did that at the Nelson on the second hole.
Yep. And I remember on the 18th at TPC at the Nelson, Tom Watson hit from the TV tower.
I do remember that.
He
right.
climbed up the ladder and hit a chip off the tower, and that tower's got to be 30 feet high.
Back door in the Michael Jordan, Larry Bird, nothing but net
commercials. Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
So you do stuff like that, that kind of spices it up, but... You know, these exhibitions are just becoming
wouldn't that be fun,
more of a whip.
You take it, say the top 12 guys. Take top 12 guys, start off in the first hole. First hole is two guys get eliminated. Second hole is another two guys. Third hole, three guys. Until you get to the end and you have two guys at the end, at that point, if Tiger and Vijay lose right away, there's still some kind of fun into it.
Yeah, they need to trick it up a little. I like the horse routine where you can...
Yeah,
think
I mean,
of a weird shot.
If everybody gets a par, then it's a chip off.
Or, I mean, you could really make it dumb. You could make it where they have a hat with a bunch of club names in there. You pull out a name. Maybe it's Freewood. You have to use that the entire hole. And then the next hole, you pull out a wedge the entire hole. I mean, I don't know. It's so stupid anyway when you get in the exhibition silly season. Why not go over the top and. Maybe throw in a couple celebrities, a couple hots in there. I don't know. And you got to tape delay it. You have to shorten it up because it just takes too damn long in between shots. I don't want to see all the background stories. I don't want to hear these guys vamp for 10 minutes. I just want them to hit the ball. And
see, I think if you did it the way I said, where you have 12 guys, or maybe you say take 30 guys and you put 10 on three different holes until you get the final three guys and then you get those together. The problem is you just got one group. If you had three different groups, there wouldn't be downtime. Let's go over to this hole. Let's go over to this hole. Let's go to this hole. Oh, hold on. This guy's taking a shot.
Yeah, I guess you could try it.
You could do 10 guys for the seniors, 10 women for the women's, and then 10 PGA Tour players, and then play a horse race.
Well, I think public sentiment is showing that
we don't care.
And even when Tiger's playing in something that doesn't matter, it doesn't matter if he's playing or not. Nobody cares.
I agree.
All right, yeah, 9:48. On Sports Radio 1310 Ticket. We're going to leave a smidge early today and throw you over to Ben and Skin as they are Bob at Bob Thomas Ford, I believe, in McKinney. But we want to thank D&M Auto Leasing for having us out here today. Be sure to call 469-35-LEASE and ask for the P1 special. That's no payments for 90 days, no down payment, and you get two free rounds of Cowboys.
Hey, and if you are watching all this stuff on TV where all these car companies are giving you the employee discount or the employee price.
Mm-hmm.
You can still lease at the employee price.
Yeah, D&M gets all that kickback, all those rebates, everything, so you're saving, and you can get any car you want anywhere. It's like shopping on the Internet. You can, like on eBay almost. You can buy any car, not just the car at that dealership.
Yep.
They have access to everything. So call 469-35-LEASE. Get your car today and save 40-50% off your payments if you're buying. And I want to thank Serrata and Marquea for being out here today, and Kevin out here, and Ryan, and Jerron back at the station, and Sean Bass. And don't forget to go to avidgolferonline.com and sign up for our big end-of-the-year tournament, September 18th. It's at Cowboys Golf Club. Somebody's going to win a car.
Somebody's going home with a car. And if you get closest to the pin on any of the morning group, the four guys, mm-hmm. the four things, we're going to bring you back the next day to hit a shot. those eight people will be famous. They'll be on TV hitting being on the radio.
On radio, yeah. We're not on TV.
Being on the radio hitting a golf shot, it's kind of cool.
Yep, and you could be the apple in your wife's eye, or in your daughter's eye, because those convertible Beetles are cool.
They are cool.
And just go to the website, print off the application, fax it in, and it's a two-man...
Shamble. Best format in golf.
Yep. And we're giving away feature wind shirts. We're giving away Callaway watches. 8 free rounds of golf.
Something from Bob's. TV from Star Power.
Yeah. Rounds from TPC Craig Rance.
Right.
It's a big hoo-ha.
Overnight stays Four Seasons.
And Cowboys aren't playing that Sunday, so you have nothing to...
It's our end-of-the-year shindig.
Yes, it is. So, thanks.
It's a chance for the P1 to ask us something. You know what I'm saying?
Fair enough.
I mean, like, it's giving him a chance
to ask
you something.
I think you're right about that. Robin Dallas, you're on the ticket with the hard line.
Hello, Masters of Hardness.
Hey, Rob.
Great. I just had a quick question for you on Ask the Hardline, and maybe you can address it on the air.
Okay.
Where did the name Hardline come from? And I'll hang up and listen.
Brownie, you want to take it?
Well, I came up with that. It would later become a album title for Terrence Trent D'Arby, but basically that's just a name that I came up with one day.
Yeah, and if I may, right, you know, I don't want to say that's a reason for our great success, Rob, but it contributed to it, you know. Thanks for the call, man. Good call,
oh, man.
Good call. Any call that gives us the opportunity to talk about ourselves are a great success. That's, man, good call.
We appreciate that phone. It
should go.
Jim in the town of the cow. You're on Ask the Hardline.
Yo, Hardline.
Mm.
What is up?
Hey, Jim.
Hey, I had a quick question for you on Ask the Hardline.
Mm-hmm.
Who invented taking calls?
Brownie, you want to take this one?
Taking calls. Well, you know, we've listened to a lot of radio over the years. And we just kind of thought we needed a confluence of some sort.
I mean, Jim, you know, I'm not saying that this is the reason for our great success, but I think it helped us achieve that level. I mean, don't you think, Ryan? Achieve that level?
I do, Greg. All I know is we came up with it. No one else was taking calls before we did back in 94.
Man, good call. Good call, Jim.
Yeah,
that's
good
a good
one.
Question. I haven't thought about that in a long time, whether or not we invented that.
You people amaze me with the depth of your knowledge.
Man, there's some P1s out there.
Yeah. Bill in Grapevine, you're on Ask the Hardline.
Hello, Hardline. I have a question for you. What is your take on American Airlines Center?
Well, that's not normally a thing that we talk about. On Ask the Hardline, we like talking about ourselves, but come to think of it, the She-Wolf came up with that idea. We needed a new arena, and she said, well, why not get a confluence down there around the Woodall Rogers area?
I mean, we're not saying we're the only ones who want a new arena, but we just happen to be at the right place at the right time.
Yep.
I mean, notice how I'm self-congratulatory, but humble at the same time that way. That's my modus operation.
Keep moving.
There. If he doesn't, it's not. There are no artificial preservatives or...
Steven in Mesquite. You're on Ask the Hardline.
Yeah, I know you guys have discovered everyone from Gordo to Giorgio to Psycho Dave. Is there anybody else that you've discovered that we don't know about?
Oh, Ryan, I got to take this one. Do you want to take this one?
No, go ahead, Greg.
All right, I got to take this one. Well... Yeah, you know, in year one, we had an intern. I remember we were sitting in the small conference room, and we had the table was over in the corner. No, the table was over to the right of the conference room.
No, I was talking to Cat.
Yeah, you were talking to Cat, but don't you remember we used to have that table, and it was like over in the corner of the room?
Yeah.
No, that was after, remember, because we moved it to the middle room. Anyway, we had an intern. We were sitting around talking, man, we need an intern.
Yeah.
And, he got an intern. He's a good worker. Later, moved out to L.A., got in movies.
Yep.
And you would know him as Tom Cruise, brother.
That's right. We gave him a forum like we offer so many people. And you remember my first...
Yeah, Ron and Don, we didn't offer them one.
Radio. Drop Page Radio.
So, in an effort to make things easier, Volvo is offering model year-end values right now during our 2005 model year-end sales event. Whether you're looking for an SUV, performance or sports sedan, or a versatile Volvo wagon, you'll find legendary Volvo safety, great style, and some of the best values of the year. So hurry to your Volvo retailer today, because if you sit and wait, well, you get the point.
The 2005 Volvo Model Year-End Sales Event. For special values, hurry into your Dallas-Fort Worth area Volvo retailer today. Sports news first, guaranteed.
Chan Ho Park was scheduled to start last night in Toronto, but it was John Watson who had to take the hill because Chan Ho was traded. Ticker brought to you by White Bluffs and the Global Games. The Rangers sent Chan Ho in cash to the Padres for 34-year-old corner infielder Phil Nevin. The trade was made official this morning after the commissioner's office okayed the trade. Last night, the Rangers picked up their third straight win, beating the Blue Jays 4-1. Watson was good in a spot start, throwing 4 2/3, and he was happy to help his club in a pinch.
Anytime I think you can go out and give the team innings, you know, I was looking forward to getting a chance. You know, it's another opportunity to show them that the role that I can do, be short relief, long relief, whatever.
The Rangers and Jays play this afternoon at 3:05 in Toronto. Both teams are at 52-50 on the year and four back in the wild card race in the American League. The Cowboys begin practice today in Oxnard as camp is officially underway. Bill Parcells addressed the media yesterday. He talked about the pressure he's feeling after a 6-10 mark in 2005.
I certainly feel challenged myself, and I certainly feel that I do have something to prove. Can that be a good thing? I would hope it can. I mean, that's if you're responding to competition, which I hope that I am.
Be sure to catch the tickets. Actually, Bill Parcells' press conference today at 1:30 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. And now that the new collective bargaining agreement has been ratified, free agents will begin their signings this coming Tuesday. The Atlanta Hawks are set to have Suns guard Joe Johnson sign an offer sheet Tuesday worth a reported $70 million. Johnson has asked the Suns not to match the Hawks' deal. Our next Ticket Ticker coming up at 1010, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass, reminding you to remember the time you spent listening to the T-Box. Saturdays 8 to 10 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Here, watch this. It's called a gay porno film.
Is he the one backstage that didn't flush? Dane Wright. Shame on you.
I didn't do it. Don't say shame on me. I didn't do anything. Warning.
The following gay porno film has not been altered in any way for television viewing. In fact, if anything, it's been made more gay.
I'm just saying, I've never known you to be all that athletic, and all of a sudden you
never... Wait, you've never known me to be all that athletic? What? I mean, does it sound weird?
Warning. Please disregard the previous warning. The following gay porno film has been re-altered to make it even more gay than it was. In fact, now it may be too gay for some gay people.
What is its effects?
It slows down your reaction. Your brain just can't really slows down and doesn't stop functioning, but it slows down the learning curve.
And is there any negative effects?
Warning. The following film has been re-edited for television. It is no longer gay porno.
What you want to think about is present day.
My wife is dead. She died in a film. It's no problem. I have a new wife.
Do you speak for everyone? Speak for myself.
Well, you've made your views known. Let somebody else do some of the talking now.
Oh, yes. 10 o'clock on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Ben and Skin with you on a Saturday, filling in for The Rant, as we usually do on the last calendar Saturday of each month. And I am Ben Rogers, joined by my good friend Skin.
Hey, Ben, I'm Whispering Skin.
Now, Skin, Bob Thomas Ford is, we probably do more shows from here than we do from the mothership.
You know, this is our home away from our home. That's our vacation home.
I like it.
I do, too.
Because it's way closer to my house.
Yeah, now what's going to happen now? We've discussed moving into the city. What's going to happen? Will you still enjoy the Bob Thomas experience as much as you do now when you move closer to Dallas?
I will, and mainly because of Bob Thomas himself.
That is so true, Ben. We've been out here many times. We love coming out here. And today is a very big day at Bob Thomas Ford, is it not?
These guys are setting records out here, and I know that sounds like sales speak.
It's
but
true, though.
I know no other language. But they really are setting a record this month for cars sold, new cars sold, used cars sold. The whole employee pricing thing.
It is. It's been crazy, and it's worked for pretty much the entire car industry. But, man, we were getting stats earlier about this place. It's bananas here. It's absolutely bananas.
You know, they're doing the employee pricing on the used cars, too, so they're flying off the lot. And this is the last day of it.
Right.
This is the last day. They're closed tomorrow.
They're closed tomorrow. So this is going to be a big day to come out and blow it up. They've already set records, but they want to do it. This today is like their Emmett going to Arizona. They want to push their record so far out of reach that it possibly could never be attained again. And the P1 needs to come out and help them.
I thought you were saying that this dealership was a diamond surrounded by trash dealerships.
Well, I meant that, too. No offense to that one down there, but that's kind of what I meant.
Yeah, I don't know if they advertise or not. So
no.
Yeah, we'll dump that.
I hate those guys.
Hey, Skin, we need to have some P1s come join us out here.
Don't we?
Even if you're not buying a car, come out here and buy a car. If you want one, it'll make us look good. We'll owe you for a long time.
Uh-oh.
But if you just want to come out and hang out, you want to exercise your scene control or just put through a paperwork hall pass to meet your quota for July, whatever you need to do, you know, abandon your family today and come kick it with us, or bring your family, just, you know, just kind of keep them over in the corner, whatever. Just come have a good, oh, there's stadium
seating. Yeah, there's stadium seating right here.
Wow. So if you want to come join us at Bob Thomas Ford, all you got to do is go north. It is in McKinney. It's right after 121 when you're going down 75.
It's that Louisiana-Virginia Parkway exit. You exit and then loop back around, and you're going to hit it going back southbound.
What do you want? I mean, in the past, we've been able to summon Chewbacca items, anything at all. I mean, we'll do a scavenger hunt today if somebody could bring some strange items.
Yeah, you know what? I've got a story. I might as well tease this for Radio Pork about Bigfoot. So if you can actually bring the hair of a bison, just a bison pelt, if you can bring that up here, then you'll get something from Smiling Pete.
For me, if you can bring a fake mustache that's made of bison pelt.
Right. No, I think that's a good combo. Do you want me to take this call from Bob Sturm right now?
He's blowing me up, too. Yeah, go ahead and take that. See what he wants.
Okay.
Hey,
Sturm, we're on the air, you idiot. All right. Hey, by the way, I was looking at the deals. You know, we like to hype up the deals. There's an Expedition, a 2005 Expedition. If you buy it, you save $9,600.
Ooh, I'm going to buy that.
I think you should.
I'm definitely leaving here with another car, too. I've been looking at this 2003 Ford F-150 Lariat.
Oh, so you're going the pre-owned route.
I am.
Nice.
I am.
So you get the employee savings on that, too, Ben.
What else could we have somebody bring out here today?
How about proof of extraterrestrial life?
Or a Scientologist.
Yeah, bring a Scientologist
out. I want to see what they look like. About a celebrity one.
Okay, you only know of Tom Cruise and Beck.
He played a Gribble sample there. Is Gribble a Scientologist?
No, I think he just hates God.
No. Well, we've got an action-packed show today for you at Bob Thomas Ford. Obviously, the Cowboys are making news because they've started camp. Parcells had his State of the Union press conference yesterday.
He's furious, man.
There's some things to discuss from Cowboy Land. I'm going to give you three reasons why the Cowboys will go 10-6.
I'm going to give you three reasons why they'll go 6-10.
That's great.
That's hot radio right there.
That really is.
BL, I'm on the air, you idiot.
We've also got, we're going to return to Radio Pork now. When we were filling in for the Hardline, we didn't get the opportunity to do Radio Pork.
All we did was Hardline Staples.
It was great. Corby just came in and ate up innings.
He was the Maddox of the ticket.
It was a beautiful, beautiful thing for us. But we're going to get back to Radio Pork, and today at 11:30, we've got a Lindsay Lohan story that sounds like a porn scenario.
Yeah, and also on top of that, in the middle of Radio Pork, we're going to have a Scientology update. So
wonderful.
I'm so excited about that.
Terrible.
Terrible. It's amazingly terrible.
We will also bring back What's on Our TiVo.
That's shocking.
It's America's favorite new Ben and Skin segment.
And they love it because it's America.
They do. They sure do. But, Skin,
are we burying the lead?
What?
Are we burying the lead? Well, is there another story out there that's kind of big?
The world might end. I don't know. I don't want to alarm anyone, but now might be the time to hit on that neighbor that you've always had a crush on, or, I don't know, sell all your stock. Do whatever you want to do. Chaos is about to ensue because Rangers they appear to have traded Chan Ho Park.
Listen to the crowd at Bob Thomas Ford.
Wow, I didn't realize that was, there was that many people here.
They are so happy that Chan Ho has been traded.
No, those people just all bought Fords at the same time.
Oh, at the same time.
Yeah, that was unrelated. See, let me try it again. The Rangers traded Chan Ho Park. Yeah, see, that was
for
the Fords.
They're all signing deals right now.
So I can't believe it, to be honest with you.
Pre-owned choice, sir.
We're going to dissect the Chan Ho Park deal. We're going to return Bob Sturm's calls.
Here's a sad statistic. Currently, several North Texas counties lead the nation in home foreclosures. There are many factors that contribute. Divorce, financial setbacks, lost jobs. When this happens, it's easy to fall behind on your mortgage payments. So now you may be faced with a choice. Bankruptcy is one and oftentimes not the best course of action. Your other choice may be to sell your home. But to avoid foreclosure, you've got to sell it quick. If this sounds like your situation, there's help. And it's as easy as a point and click away. Shop DFWForeclosureNow.com. Just click the link below and you could be on the road to credit recovery. Foreclosures tend to ruin your credit for quite some time. Avoid that pitfall right now at StopDFWForeclosureNow.com. They're as serious about buying your home as you are to sell it. If you're facing foreclosure, you can't afford to lose time or money. They can explain the entire process to you right now. Call toll-free 1-866-362-9364 or simply log on now. StopDFWForeclosureNow.com.
Isn't technology great? I love listening online when it's convenient for me. Hi, this is Dane Miner, General Manager of Freeman Toyota. Are you aware that you can buy a car with the same ease and convenience that you're enjoying right now while listening online? Log on to FreemanToyota.com and you can get a price quote from one of our managers. You can appraise your trade, get a payment quote, discuss different options for financing. All of this information is readily available for you, and Freeman Toyota is happy to provide it for you without you even stepping foot on our lot. A couple of incentives running right now. You can lease a Camry for $249 a month for 36 months. Or how about a 41-mile-per-gallon Corolla for $199 a month for the same 36 months. Both of these offers are with zero out-of-pocket. Freeman Toyota will deliver your vehicle and paperwork to your home or office to try to save you time and money. We've sold over 1,000 customers year-to-date right over the web. Our customers are telling us that their purchase was the easiest, most pleasant car buying experience ever. Come and see why at FreemanToyota.com.
Calling Dave Campo.
Hello?
Coach Campo, please.
Speaking.
Hey, Coach, it's the Dunham and Miller Show. How's it going?
Pretty good, guys. Just listening to you. Apparently, when I need a fourth down call, all I have to do is just call you guys, huh?
Well,
oh, gosh.
Yes, you guys got all the answers along with everyone else who's questioning me out there. That's what talk radio is all about.
Well, we may have a few answers. It doesn't look like you guys have many answers right now.
Oh, no, we don't have any answers. You know, we're not smart enough to figure out stuff like that or start websites like FireDaveCampo.com.
Oh, you heard about the
things
fight.
Like that. Or sure, Dave, things are fine in my life. I show up to Valley Ranch, and I don't have the corner coach's office anymore that dates all the way back to Landry.
You don't?
I got the custodial closet now.
Oh, no.
I mean, I'm making out a game plan here with the broom up my ass.
That's horrible.
Yeah, my chair's that yellow mop bucket with the mechanical mop ring on it. Man, my balls are aching.
Oh, I bet they are.
With a broom up your ass.
I mean, the coaches don't talk to me much. Avizano's got nothing to say to me. I'm watching him. He's got shifty eyes. And, you know, I come into the coach's locker room. You know, we got our own locker room, too. It has everyone's name up there. Avizano, Jeffco, Zimmer. And then over in my corner says, dumbass.
That's vandalism.
Someone put a piece of tape up there and got a marker and wrote that up there. I don't think it's very funny.
That's horrible.
Should I read into this? I have dinner plans tonight with Colson Weatherington. We're going to go out and eat soul food. I get a message says he can't make it. What am I supposed to make of that?
He may just have a schedule.
Boy, that's pretty bad if he's canceled.
No. Let me tell you something, guys. I'm here to tell you something right now. The writing is on the wall.
No. That's not necessary.
Help you like Wells Fargo because it...
That's not necessarily true. You may just be exaggerating because you feel under pressure.
No, I'm serious. Right here in the coach's conference room, it says in spray paint, Campo, you suck.
Oh.
I'm dying. My balls have never ached more. Have you seen our offense?
Yeah.
Have you seen our offense?
It's awful. Are you okay?
My God, last week in practice, we get C-Hutch, right? Or Chutch, as you guys call it.
Yeah, Chutch.
I say, okay, we'll give the kids some confidence. I don't coach offense, but I said, hey, Let's put the defense off the field and have Judge and the offense practice against chairs and pylons.
Okay.
Okay, so I think it's a pretty good idea, right?
Right.
We simulate a four-quarter game against air, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Score 17 points.
Oh, that's awful. That's just terrible.
And I passed up three field goals. We went through it on fourth down three times and didn't make it then either.
The Ticket Drop Page Radio.
To the minute, and they cover everything from the electrical system to engine diagnostics and more. So when you get service at your Nissan dealer, you're not just getting a technician, you're getting a Nissan specialist who lives and breathes Nissans. A factory trained technician at the head of the class, or someone a bit less qualified? Trust the people that know your Nissan inside and out. Trust your local Nissan dealer's service department. The tools, the technology, the technicians. Nissan. Genuine service and parts.
When we say sports, you say now.
Chan Oak is gone as the Rangers traded the right-hander yesterday. Ticker brought to you by Friendly Chevrolet and TicketTeeTimes.com. Chan Ho will pitch in the spacious Petco Park in San Diego. In return, the Padres send Texas 34-year-old infielder Phil Nevin, who is having an off year at the plate, only hitting .256 with 9 homers and 47 RBIs. The Rangers have won 3 straight as they played today in Toronto, with Kenny Rogers serving his 20-game suspension and 60% of the opening day rotation already gone. The Rangers look at Joaquin Benoit to keep things afloat. He faces right-hander Dustin McGowan, who is making his first-ever Major League start this afternoon at 3:05. You can see the game on Fox Sports Net Southwest. Cowboys began practices today in Oxnard. Yesterday, Bill Parcells addressed the media, and he talked about how he doesn't want selfish players on this year's squad.
There's more look at me. There's more peripheral people that have agendas around the players that profit by this individualism that affects teams. I just want a team that plays the right way. That's as simple as I can put it.
You can hear Big Bill this afternoon at 1:30 during Ticket Sports Saturday. And in NBA news, the New Jersey Nets reportedly came to terms with free agent point guard Jeff McKinnis. He is set to sign a one-year deal worth $3.5 million to backup starter Jason Kidd. McKinnis averaged 12.8 points a game last season for the Cleveland Cavs. Our next Ticket Ticker coming up at 10:30, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to Ben and Skin filling in for The Rant. Saturdays, 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Yo, Mac, I don't even understand how they didn't understand.
Pedal in the P1 Peloton during the 24-hour fitness Ticket Tour de France, Saturday, August 6th at Possum Kingdom Lake. Brought to you by Nextel and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
10:14 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. I miss this song.
I love this song. You know, I was actually flipping around MTV the other day, and they showed the video for this, and it made me horny.
Ben and Skin stepping in for The Rant today. We're at Bob Thomas Ford in McKinney. We invite you to come join us out here. Just head up north on 75, past 121. You'll see it up on your left. Bob Thomas Ford, a place where they don't sell Thomas like normal people do, and they don't sell cars like normal people do. They sell cars better than normal people. Where am
right.
I going with this?
I don't know.
Help.
I don't know, but I just wanted to backtrack for a second.
Help.
Horny means the same thing as nostalgic, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. I want to make sure. You know what else I'm nostalgic about? We come out to Bob Thomas Ford all the time. Remember when One Stop used to bring wings?
Oh, yes.
I remember that.
That was great when they would bring
remember
wings out here.
They would set them up right there.
You think anyone else will bring out wings? We talked about having a scavenger hunt. Is wings what it's going to take
sure.
to win special prizes?
Wings in lieu of a bison pelt that you use as a mustache, isn't that what you want brought out here?
But I'd like to see a real employee of the establishment bring it.
I would. I mean,
but
I'm just saying, though.
But then again, if it's a good, strong P1 that appears to have washed their hands, that's fine, too.
The standards are low.
So come join us at Bob Thomas Ford in McKinney. They're cutting great deals today. It's the last day of the July sales event where they're doing the employee pricing, but they're also doing it not only on the new cars, but they're also doing it on the used cars, the
pre-owned
cars, and that is unbelievable. And a lot of people think to get the employee discount, you got to come out here and work for a few hours.
No.
Not the case.
Not at all.
Not the case. So
you don't even have, I mean, you can just bring wings. You can work for somebody else and bring wings and still get the employee discount pricing.
Skin, later on in the presentation, we're going to get into just a beautiful Cowboys segment. I've already heard from the Marconi people.
Good.
They're going to be listening to that segment at 11:10. When I give 3 reasons why the Cowboys will go 10-6.
Then I got 3 reasons why they'll go 6-10.
Exactly.
Then we'll high five.
We are going to
We've got all the staples today. We've got What's on My TiVo, a little Radio Pork. So
E! News. You want to do E! News
with
Cobra?
No, we can't do that anymore. No. We can't lean on the Cobra Snake.
Community Quick Hits?
Can't lean on him anymore. So he
concert
cares.
Calendar.
But right now it's time to get into Texas Rangers baseball talk.
Oh, I'm so excited.
The Major League Baseball trade deadline is tomorrow. I believe it's at 3 o'clock. Yeah,
3 o'clock in the Dominican.
3 o'clock Sunday. So there's lots of trade activity in the baseball world. And we're going to get into some of the major trade rumors that are out there next. But right now, let's talk about a trade that did happen. I can't believe I'm saying this. Chan Ho Park has been traded.
You know, Jimmy Christopher called me and said Chan Ho Park has been traded, so I've got it confirmed.
Chan Ho Park for Phil Nevin from the Padres. You know, we don't have. I don't think we have official word that it's a done deal. We're waiting for Major League Baseball to approve the deal because there's some money changing hands.
But both sides are saying that, you know, they've agreed to it. The trade proposal that Nevin had in his deal that prevented him from being traded for Ponson, he didn't have the same clause for the Rangers, so he's got to go. And apparently has agreed to go there. The only thing that has to be figured out is how much money, you know, Major League Baseball has to authorize the amount of money the Rangers will pay San Diego, but it looks like it's a done deal.
Yeah, this is a 99.9% done deal, and it all started last night when Chan Ho Park was scratched from the lineup right before the game. Wouldn't you know it, on Korean night in Toronto. It was Korean night, and so John Wasden came out. He was from South Korea, very awkwardly, but came out and got the start. But, you know, the whole thing about this is it was great news when Chan Ho Park was scratched. Mm-hmm. You're like, all right, sweet. The Rangers
Nothing's
have a,
going down.
They have a, no, I just thought they had a chance to win that game.
Oh.
I was like, okay, the Rangers have a chance to win the game now. Then, when you find out later, wait, there's more.
Right.
That's just incredible. I mean, Chan Ho Park is such a cancer, not in the form of just being a bad attitude or a bad guy, but I think when you see Chan Ho Park go out on the mound and you're a Texas Ranger, you're just looking at a big L with legs walking out to the mound.
Yeah, you are. And the amazing thing about it is they got more out of him this year than I thought conceivably possible.
You know what it reminds me of? One time I had you remember that blue 280ZX I had?
I bought it on eBay last week.
Did you?
Yeah, really? Man, I've been having sex in the back of it.
I'd like to buy it back from you. That's awkward, though. But one time I was getting a new car, and I took that car in, back wheels were falling off.
Mm-hmm.
And I just took some duct tape, and I was real creative with how I drove it into the dealership. And it had nothing left. That's what the Rangers have gotten from Chan Ho this year.
Right.
Just enough to get something for him. Now, if the Rangers had been able to trade Chan Ho Park and got nothing back but, you know, 8 sets of monkey nuts,
mm-hmm,
I would have done the deal.
I'm not sure what those are.
Nuts.
Right. I don't know what those are, really, but I probably would have done that deal, too.
I mean, the fact that they got it. I mean, let's not even talk about Phil Nevin yet. Let's just talk about the biggest aspect of this trade is that Chan Ho Park is gone from the team.
Yeah, and there's a lot of different ways to look at it. But one of the things that I think speaks volumes about just the ineffectiveness is this trade comes in the middle or the beginning of Kenny Rogers' suspension. There's still uncertainty about the starting rotation before you move Park for a non-starting pitcher. I mean, you don't even get pitching in return, and you're in a situation where you absolutely have to have pitching. But there's just an overall just a negativity hanging over the team since they've had Park in. Now, he has had probably statistically this is his best year as a Ranger. Because he is 8-5, but the ERA is still crazy high. But the problem lies in just the general outlook for the team by knowing that he's going to go to the mound. Now, this is a guy who has not missed a start this year. His 3.5 seasons previous has all been about being on the DL. I think 311 days spent on the DL in the last 3.5 seasons. He has made every start this year. But what you're doing is you're starting to trim off what's left over from a very ugly, ugly period in Ranger history, and that was when John Hart first got here and they took the terrible approach of trying to overpay veterans and trying to overpay guys to win when you didn't have the roster to do it, and they had to do it because they had paid so much money to A-Rod. You couldn't rebuild around A-Rod. Well, they got rid of A-Rod. We can argue the merits or the demerits of not the way that went down. What it is it's the end of an era.
Dude, you know what it is? it's the end of that feeling that everyone has in sports in this market when Tracy McGrady goes up for a dunk and Sean Bradley goes to block it.
Exactly. It's, no, I think that's perfect.
Those two players are so tied together in my local sports brain. Uh-huh. I can't even tell. They have the exact same effect to me.
Yeah, and we talked about it a million times on the Mavs postgame show about the soft white boys. All of it goes back to Sean Bradley. Well, an idea that the Rangers are just a mental basket case, it all goes to Park, that you can pay so much money to a guy who is doesn't even have the monkey nuts to want to be opening day starter. You know, he wants to hide. He's,
yep.
Now, he has, again, he's given them something this year that I don't think they ever thought they would get again, but it's still not worth keeping around if you can eliminate just that. It's a black cloud is what it is.
All right, Ben and Skin, we're at Bob Thomas. We're talking about the Chan Ho Park deal. And basically, here's the nuts and bolts of this thing. The Rangers trade Chan Ho Park for Phil Nevin to the Padres. Chan Ho gets to go to a pitcher-friendly park, and the Rangers get anything in return. Skin mentioned that Nevin, last week he said, hey, I'm not going to Baltimore. He went ahead and dropped his no-trade clause. He did not have that clause with Texas, so he had no control over it. But the quotes I'm reading, he's happy to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Chan Ho Park did waive his no-trade clause. The contracts involved, you know, Chan Ho, of course, signed the 5-year, $65 million deal a while back. It's about a $13 million average. Chan Ho Park is due $20 million over the next couple of years, and Nevin is due $15 million over the next couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
The Rangers are going to give San Diego some money back and net anywhere between $1 and $2 million. I've heard reports
both ways. I've seen both ways. But it's really, you know, to me, whether or not Tom Hicks takes that $1 or $2 million and puts it back in the club, to me, that really has no impact.
Can I read a Tom Hicks quote in my fake Tom Hicks voice?
Yeah, I'd love to hear that.
I can't believe this quote I read. I have mixed feelings. Obviously, Chan Ho was a pitcher we had high hopes for. First 3 years were terribly disappointing. To his credit, he fought back this year, and I respect him for the way he's fought back and improved.
And he showed that respect by trading him on Korean night.
You know what? It's so great to hear this quote. There's no way that Tom Hicks has any mixed feelings.
Right. This is just really just about a release. Like he's had all this pent-up hate for the last 3 years, and this is the release of it.
This is the best possible thing that could happen in his entire life. But the whole thing is reading his quote and reading Showalter's quote where he's like, hey, I'll tell you what, they're going to get a good pitcher. Got it. Battles. Never quit. They're going to get a good pitcher, this guy that can help them. And these quotes are coming out because, A, if you ever want to deal with the Padres again, you can't bash the deal after you made it.
Right.
B, it's not a done deal yet.
Right.
I mean, anything can happen.
The league would have to screw it up, though.
But yeah, exactly. But, hey, anything can happen.
Uh-huh.
You know, I don't know.
Okay, well, this isn't going to, hopefully.
Wait, was that good sports talk? I said anything can happen. I don't know.
No, I like it. That's red hot. Now, the trade deadline is not till tomorrow, so anything can happen. Now, we've got more trade possibilities to discuss, but one of my theories or thoughts, I don't know if this is some extensive skin theory, about the Chan Ho trade is, you know, he made every start. Now it's going to be harder for them to fill the pitching. But I think if there is a trade to come down tomorrow, or even today, involving Soriano, I think this is a precursor to what may happen tomorrow. Because what you're doing is, you know, you and I for sure have been talking for the last, you know, month and a half, 2 months when we've been on the air. It's like, hey, you know, even though the standings don't indicate it completely, the Rangers are out of this thing, and they're only 4 games out of the wild card, but we all know that they're out of it because of the pitching. So I think that by them even taking more of a pitching possibility out of the mix, it even indicates further that they're not in playoff contention, and whatever may or may not go down today or tomorrow, I think this is a precursor to that.
Well, I'll tell you what, Skin, let's continue to talk Rangers. We might even take some calls. I have a feeling we're going to talk to Evan Grant and get his thoughts on the Chan Ho deal and the Soriano rumors that are swirling. There's a potential blockbuster deal out there that could keep Soriano in Texas. We'll discuss that next on The Ticket.
Hey, this is George D. John. Kurt and I have a plethora of information for you this
Wow,
I can't take it anymore.
Yeah, I don't know how it gets better for you guys either. The schedule gets tougher in November and December, and good luck to you.
Yeah, it's tough. I'm in a schedule. We got to go on the road. Every meeting I have with Jerry now usually ends with, instead of see you later, it's here's the broom, go ahead and sweep up. That's what I've been diminished to here.
That's awful.
You know, I got a family too, you know.
Yeah.
And that's why I don't appreciate things like FireDaveCampo.com.
Yeah, well, it kind of comes
close. It's a little close to home. This is what it does. It's a little. Give me the phone.
Hello?
Hello.
Who's this?
This is Quivering Norm.
Oh, hi, Quivering Norm.
How dare you do this to Dave Campo?
We're not doing anything.
I want you to know something. Dave Campo?
Yep.
This is a good man. This is a good man.
All right. Welcome to Grego's Airport Security Checkpoint. I'm Grego. Now, nobody gets through here until I okay them and declare them fit for travel.
All right.
This may take a while. You will take no weapons through here. We'll start with the obvious. No guns, no explosives, no cutting instruments, no suspicious packages, and no biological agents of mass construction.
Right.
Also, we have some less obvious items you can't take through here. No fingernail clippers, no emery boards, no nail files, no tweezers, no cotton swabs,
what?
No band-aids, no deodorant, and no complaints from any of you, okay?
Radio.
All right, now more importantly, I want everyone to look up at this sign right here. That's Grego's big rule number one. No Arabic ties. You cannot get through here if you have any Arabic ties. It's at my discretionary. All right. Now then, let's get this started here. Let's get moving. Step up and be interviewed by Grego. What's your name?
Ed Morris.
Are you from Afghanistan?
No.
Are you a member of the Taliban, Ed?
No.
Are you or are you currently carrying or secreting on your person a nuclear weapon of mass construction?
No, and that would be mass destruction.
Don't you correct me, Ed! Let me ask you, do you smoke, son?
Yeah.
Have you ever smoked Camel?
Yeah, I just bought a pack.
Get in the back of my life! In line. What's your name?
Pete Grafton.
What kind of last name is Grafton, Pete?
It's Germanic, I think.
Germanic? Why don't you have an American name like I do? Williams. Why aren't you from America?
Well, I am, but our relatives are from someplace else.
Well, I'm from America, brother. Last time I checked, Lloyd was in America. Pete. Are you carrying any smallpox in your baggage?
You can't carry. That's a disease.
What's that on your shoulder? Looks like a little smallpox or something there.
Dandruff.
Well, all right. Pete, have you ever been to jihad?
Well, isn't jihad the Islamic word for holy war? You can't go to jihad.
Hey, how do you know so much about this place we call jihad, huh?
The Ticket Drop Page Radio.
Cream sauce. It's perfect for lunch or dinner, and you can get it today for just 11.
How do you know so much about this place we call Jihad, huh?
Newspaper, Newsweek,
TV. All right, is there anybody in your house in the Taliban?
No, I live alone with my dog.
Huh, well, how do you know that your dog's not in the Taliban?
He's a freaking dog!
Yeah, well, what's your dog's name?
Spot.
What kind of dog is Spot?
He's a mix. He's a Doberman and an Afghan hound.
Afghan hound, you get Spot!
Come on!
Next in line. Step on up, sir. What's your name?
I'm Al.
Al, huh?
Yeah,
I'm
Al.
As in Al-Qaeda? Huh? As in Al-Qaeda? So we finally made nice to my nugget! Get the hell out of here!
Get the hell out of here!
Step right up. What's your name, sir?
It's me, Giorgio.
Giorgio! I don't know
it's Giorgio! Hassles, no gimmicks. The same low prices our employees and their families pay.
You get the best deal possible on vehicles that are the best in Texas. To take advantage of the Ford Family Plan, stop by your nearest Texas Ford dealer before August 1st. The plan excludes Ford GT, Mustang, and Escape Hybrid, and you must take delivery from participating dealer stock by August 1st, 2005. The Big E450 vans and F450 trucks and higher are also excluded. See your dealer for complete details or visit Ford.com. See your Texas Ford dealer today, and welcome to the family.
The 7th Annual Denton Sports Extravaganza is Saturday, August 6th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Golden Triangle Mall. For more information, visit www.dentonsports.com. A message from Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Ticket Sports News Now.
Chan Hope Park won't be sparing Ranger fans to death anymore as the right-hander's been traded to the Padres. Ticker brought to you by TicketTeaTimes.com and Global Games. This morning, Commissioner Bud Selig approved the trade that sends Chan Ho to San Diego for slugger Phil Nevin. In his four seasons in Texas, Chan Ho has only won 22 games and posted an ERA of 5.79. And in those 4 years, he missed a total of a season and two-thirds. Texas had to send cash to the Padres to compensate for the discrepancy between the two players' contracts. The Rangers have won three straight, and they play the Blue Jays this afternoon at 3:05. You can see that game on Fox Sports Net Southwest. Cowboys training camp is officially underway in Oxnard, California. Big Bill is having a few less practices during this year's camp. And yesterday, Parcells told the media why.
Sometimes you get caught up with so many practices backing up that you can't give the players the full benefit of watching every practice on film. There's just not enough time.
Be sure to catch Parcells talking to the media today at 1:30 right here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. And in hockey news, the Pittsburgh Penguins are expected to take 18-year-old sensation Sidney Crosby in today's NHL draft as they have the first overall pick. As of now, the Dallas Stars have the 28th overall pick in round one. Ticket Ticker is service of Carfax. Looking for a used car? A Carfax vehicle history report could save you money and headaches. Don't buy a used car without Carfax. Ask your dealer or go to CARFAX.com for details. Our next Ticket Ticker coming up at 10:50, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass, reminding you to remember the time you spent listening to Ben and Skin filling in for The Ranch, Saturdays, 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Smirnoff Ice is looking for the hottest humans in Dallas-Fort Worth. Are you hot or not? Go to theticket.com for details and a chance to win a trip for two to Vegas from Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It's 10:33 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Ben and Skin filling in for The Rant, and we are at Bob Thomas Ford in McKinney. Things just got even better as Papa John's has walked in with some free grub. Absolutely special. Even more reasons to come out. Come out and enjoy the Papa John's. Come out and enjoy the employee pricing that's going on at Bob Thomas Ford. Now, coming up at 11:10, Ben's going to give you three reasons why the Cowboys will go 10-6. I'll give you three reasons why they won't even play this season. We also want to remind you that the Tour de Pants, big ticket event every year, it's coming up, I believe it's next Saturday, but they're having the big Tour de Pants packet pickup. That's Monday from 6 to 8, and it's at Rebershawn Plaza right by the station. It's going to be on the north side of the building, outside of the front lobby off of Hood Street. Tour de Pants packet pickup, come out and register for Tour de Pants, or pick up your packet if you're already registered. While supplies last, you can still get your free Reebok pants if you register in person at any of the Tour de Pants packet pickup. Wow, a lot of alliteration used by anxious anchors placed in powerful posts. It's 10:34 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. And with more Ranger good, here's Ben.
Stay classy, Skin. Hey, we are on the eve of the trade deadline. I don't know if that even made sense, but it's the trade deadline in Major League Baseball tomorrow at 3 o'clock. The Rangers have one of the best trade pieces out there in the market right now, and Alfonso Soriano.
He's a nice piece, man.
There's been some interest in DeLucci and Matthews. Matthews has 8 homers in July. I would love to see a trade go down, as many as possible, in fact, for the Rangers, because they need to rebuild. But there's a potential blockbuster that could keep Soriano in Texas. Manny Ramirez said he wants to be traded again. He seems to say it every year. He wants more privacy off the field. So he wants to go play for the Mets in New York.
Perfect, man. That's a great idea.
Now, there's a potential three-way deal between the Mets, the Red Sox, and the Double Rays, which could keep the Rangers from doing their deal with the Mets, because all the prospects that the Rangers want from the Mets for Soriano are involved in that deal. But there's so many intricate aspects of that deal because of how much money Manny Ramirez has paid.
Mm-hmm.
They put like a noon or 1 o'clock deadline on that deal today, so we should know here pretty quick if the Rangers can make a deal with the Mets.
Yeah, and Sean Bass said in the ticker that Selig did approve. Selig did approve the deal, so
right.
That's Chan Ho, so that is going down to 7.
So also another thing that could affect everything is the Twins, who were rumored to be interested in Soriano. Torrey Hunter is out 4 to 6 weeks after he tore a tendon in his left ankle.
Hmm.
But to catch us up on everything going on in Rangerland, we are now joined by Evan Grant of the Dallas Morning News. How you doing, Evan?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, man.
Oh, listen, man, he sounds full of life on the West
Coast. What's the deal? Are you you sound upset? Are you miss Chan Ho?
Yeah, I'm brokenhearted. it was a long day, you know.
Yeah, no kidding. So, were you shocked to hear that there was another team out there that actually wanted Chan Ho Park?
Not after I kind of put the pieces together. I mean, San Diego is desperate for starting pitching, and you know, that kind of park is a place where Chan Ho can go and be successful. It's a huge park. He can throw his fly balls there, and I was kind of kidding with Showalter after the game. I said, you know, everybody I've talked to said this is a deal that really could actually help both players and both clubs. And so why didn't you come up with this like 2 years ago?
That's
And they didn't have any answers for that, by the way.
And San Diego's kind of reeling. Aren't they 18-33 in their last 51, I believe, or some such? I mean, is this really going to give them the bolt in the arm that they need?
Well, I mean, they need somebody to kind of fill out the pitching rotation right now. And
I love
that. It's
got to
be Sturm or Dan calling you, making you blow up during the series.
I've got phones ringing. I got everything going on here. They need somebody else to fill out the rotation, and they are kind of desperate for something that's to try and get them going. Now, I don't know that you would ever want to put your hopes on turning things around on Chan Ho Park, but it is the kind of deal that could potentially give them some help from a spot that, you know, nobody else would have gotten help from.
Okay, now we're talking to Evan Grant of the Dallas Morning News about the Chan Ho Park trade for Phil Nevin. You know, there hasn't been a lot of positive stuff that I've read about Phil Nevin, but tell us and tell some Ranger fans some of the things they could be excited. How do you think Phil Nevin is going to fit in, and are there some positives to this?
Well, I think that the curious part of this trade is the Rangers aren't really in a position to deal pitching, but they found somebody who was willing to take Chan Ho, so you're not going to be able to get the perfect player by any stretch of the imagination. The people that I've spoken to in the past couple of hours, or actually it just seems like a couple of hours, it was last night, all seem to suggest that, you know, Nevin is not a pull hitter anymore, and he does hit the ball the opposite way because he can't catch up to fastballs. And as a right-handed hitter, playing with that jet stream in right center and with the friendly power out of there, that he could actually see some sort of rebirth in his power numbers. The other thing that he's a right-handed hitter to put out there against lefties, and the Rangers are going to face an extra lot of lefties here in the next couple of weeks. And this is a team that struggled against left-handed pitching. He gives them the ability he can DH. They can move DeLucci to left field to play a little bit more regularly in the outfield. Move Kevin Mensch to right field, and if they decide that they want to go forward without Richard Hidalgo, they can. That gives them the ability to do that. He is a kind of DH who can give you a couple of positions. He can play some first base. He can play some third base. It allows the Rangers to pinch hit a guy if he's not starting, and still have a catcher left with Sandy Alomar on the bench. There's some maneuverable kind of things about him that make him attractive. Is he attractive at the $11 million or so that he's got for next year? Not as a right-handed DH and guy off the bench, but again, you know, this is a deal as much about swapping bad contracts, two teams swapping bad contracts and hoping that their particular set of circumstances, in this case being the parks, will allow these players to be a little bit more successful for their respective new teams.
We're talking to Evan Grant of the Dallas Morning News. Okay, let's talk about the pitching aspect of it for the Rangers. You know, it comes at a curious time considering Kenny Rogers starts his suspension, and they're in desperate need of guys that can eat up innings. And whatever you want to say about how bad Chan Ho Park has been over the years. He has made every start this year. Do you think that this move is any kind of an indication that even though they're only, I believe, four out of the wild card today, that, you know, they realize they're not really going to make any kind of a playoff push, and now we're going to see, you know, a lot of more of the young guys coming up? Where are they going with the pitching now that they move a guy out of the rotation, a weak rotation, and don't get anybody to replace him?
Well, you're telling me that you don't have a lot of faith in a rotation that right now is Benoit, Wasden. Let me see if I can actually nail on five. Benoit, Wasden, Rodriguez, Chris Young, who's got a 10 ERA in July, and probably C.J. Wilson, who doesn't have a major league win to his credit.
Yeah, now,
the Rangers still have a rotation.
What can you tell me about this undecided kid that I sometimes see listed in the future starts? What kind of game does he have?
It seems like he changes bodies an awful lot, but he certainly has the same results every time he comes up.
We're talking to Evan Grant of the Dallas Morning News. Chan Ho Park has been traded. Trade deadline, Major League Baseball, tomorrow at 3. Let's talk about the big piece that the Rangers have that they are apparently shopping. Alfonso Soriano, what is the update there? Are you hearing anything?
Well, I haven't talked to anybody this morning because mostly I've been sleeping until your producer called me.
Oh, dear.
So I have not read much about what's going on with Manny this morning, but I still don't necessarily expect the Mets and the Red Sox to be able to move all that money around. It's just such a complicated situation, and I really do feel like the Mets are serious players in Soriano. I think that the possibility exists there that between now and 3 o'clock tomorrow, these teams will settle on some kind of compromise where the Rangers come down off of their demands a little bit, and the Mets come off of their resistance a little bit, and you get more of a realistic trade. One person after another has asked me all week if I thought that the Rangers were going to trade Soriano to the Mets, and I mean, my answer has been yes every time, and I'm not going to back off of it now. I still think that there's too many logical pieces there for that trade not to be made.
Okay, now when you talk about those pieces, though, Evan, does that include Gonzalez also going to the Mets, both of those guys going out, and then the Rangers getting more of the prospects that they want?
Well, if you need to send Adrian Gonzalez there to get the prospects that you want at positions that you really need to fill, that being another outfield spot and in starting pitching, I think that's what you've absolutely got to do. I don't think that the Rangers would love to be able to trade Adrian Gonzalez because he's blocked here. He's never going to play first base here. And other teams are aware of that. He hasn't developed into the power-hitting prospect that the Rangers had hoped when they got him. So if they can parlay him into a deal where they fill a hole for the future, I think that they would jump all over that. But I don't know that to this point, you know, that the deal has been expanded. I think that's been more speculation than anything else.
And the speculation is, of course, Soriano to the Mets. This is the most prevalent rumor from Mike Cameron. And lasting millage, and maybe two minor league pitchers to choose one of those two, and then maybe Adrian Gonzalez going to the Mets as well. All I know is, you know, Mike Cameron, I like that because he's a great defensive center fielder. That's fine. Whether you keep him or send him, I like that. But lasting's millage, everything I read about this guy, he just sounds like the next greatest five-tool player in baseball.
Well, they always sound that way until he gets to the big leagues. I think that the thing on Millage that the Rangers like is the guy can be a prototypical leadoff center fielder guy. And you can put him out in center field. You could potentially then move Nick to a corner outfield spot where he would be not just an average defensive outfielder, but a well above average defensive outfielder. I don't know that Cameron would be involved in this deal. I keep thinking that if this trade's going to get made, it's going to be Millage and two pitchers because pitching is what the Rangers need. They don't, you know, if they were to get Cameron and they could potentially spin him off in another deal, that's a possibility. But if they're looking to simply address needs that they have to fill for the future, I would think that the deal that, to me, the most realistic deal might be Victor Zambrano, Yusmeiro Petit, which gives them a major league ready pitcher and a prospect pitcher, and then the Mets would probably not put Millage in the deal, and the Rangers would have to settle for Victor Diaz, who's a, you know, potential corner outfielder. So you're still sitting there with Lance Mix is a center fielder for next year, and then you've got a young corner outfielder in Diaz.
Let me ask you about this quickly, Evan. I've heard some reports that DeLucci and Matthews are also getting a look from some teams. Is it possible that those guys could be traded as well?
I don't see any way Gary Matthews gets traded. The Rangers just don't have anybody to even set in center field to fill out the season. I know that St. Louis had, there were some reports out of St. Louis that the Cardinals might be interested in DeLucci. Again, this is a situation where David DeLucci is 31 years old and he's making $900,000 next year in 2006. And he's been a very productive hitter at a very low cost. And I don't see that the Rangers are going to be able to get the kind of prospect out of that deal that would make it worthwhile of them to make it for next year. And if you would trade David DeLucci at this point and take him out of that clubhouse, I do think you lose I think you lose any remaining support you have in the clubhouse because he's an immensely popular player there.
Well, Evan, we want to thank you for getting up early and joining us after what is obviously a heavy, heavy night of drinking for you. We appreciate the time, the energy, and the love, and we hope to talk to you in the future.
All right. There was no drinking involved. It was simply stress.
Come on.
It was simply paper-induced stress.
Thanks a lot, Evan.
All right, guys.
Take care, man.
Bye.
There he goes, Evan Grant, channeling the fake Bob Musgrave. Did you notice that?
No.
Maybe we should have Bob on and have him interview the fake Evan.
He was like, all right, man, I'm going to get on the ticket. And then he goes, and now you're joining Ben and Skinny. He was like, ugh.
He thought it was Fox Radio. He was suddenly on. Hey, they're not playing Beatles right now. Well, one more quick hit about Chan Ho before we move on. This, I think, speaks volumes about the Rangers' pitching problems. Not necessarily Chan Ho Park, but the Rangers' pitching problems. Despite five trips to the DL, Park ranked second among Rangers pitchers in victories and innings pitched during his time with the Rangers, second only to Kenny Rogers. With all that time on the DL, he still ate up more innings and had more victories than any other Ranger pitcher besides Kenny Rogers.
That's disgusting. Hey, I've got one more quick hit as well.
Let's hear it.
You know, Evan brought up the fact that he didn't see the Rangers trading Matthews because they'd be an outfielder short and have absolutely no one they could put in center field. Well, how about Cameron? What if they get Cameron in that deal?
Yeah, you love that.
If you get Cameron in the deal, then you can trade Matthews. Matthews has 8 homers in July, but he's a spare in my book. I mean, he's a very average player.
Right.
You already know everything you're going to get from him. You already know the full upside. If you can get anything that has a larger potential upside, man, I'd trade him in a heartbeat. And they traded Chan Ho.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they could trade Matthews, too. I'd love to see it.
If Matthews is so important, where has he been all year long? Wouldn't we have consistent production all year long from him?
He's a spare. He's spare his whole career. I mean, he's just a backup guy.
Plus, he has the name of a session guitar player. I mean, he's just the guy that needs to go. Okay, Ben, that's some good, strong Rangers. I enjoy.
Well, Mr. Dunham, let me ask you a few questions.
All right.
What's that container you've got there in your hand?
Well, it's just a bag I have from lunch. I went to Chili's, got a turkey sandwich, and...
Oh, a turkey sandwich! Turkey, a country known for heartbreak!
This is a sandwich! No, it's a sandwich, Grego. It's me. We've worked together for 8 years. It's a turkey sandwich. I can take that on the plane. It's no big deal.
Oh, okay. So you're stating this is fact, huh?
Well, yeah, man.
Yemen, huh? Known for harboring
terror! Grego!
Grego!
Grego! You're going crazy! Come on, stop it!
Well, I have to be particular about this, Giorgio, because we don't want any incidents happening.
Yeah, I understand. I mean, there's been a lot of concern about this whole security thing. I understand.
What? What did you say?
I said there's been a lot of concern about...
Well, wait, say it again.
There's been a lot of concern...
Bin Laden, huh?
Oh, come on! Grego! Grego!
Hi, this is Dane Miner, General Manager of Freeman Toyota. If you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, here's a couple of things you should strongly consider. Toyota is one of the most reliable and affordable vehicles on the road today. And the Freeman family is one of the most trusted and respected names in the automobile business. When you combine the two, you have a combination that is guaranteed to work for you. With Freeman Toyota's intense focus on customer satisfaction and Toyota's great value, you can't go wrong in your automobile buying decision. For example, lease a double cab Tundra for just $269 a month for 36 months. Or our best-selling SUV, the 4Runner, for $349 a month for 36 months. And these offers are with zero out-of-pocket. Come and visit us today and see what our current customers already know. Freeman Toyota is committed to making you number one. We are located at 183 and 820 on the affordable side of the Metroplex, or pick up your phone and call us toll-free at 1-800-NEW-CARS or log on to freemantoyota.com. Freeman Toyota, where character and reputation make the difference.
But Jimmy, back there, so start us off.
I drive down there, and I got there 8 minutes early, and I ring the bell, and no Jimmy. I ring the bell again.
It was 5 minutes early.
No Jimmy.
I could answer the door without my shirt, but it was 5 minutes early. You were...
Oh, well, I was less early. I was less early than I thought I was. That's even better. Yeah, so anyway, I rang the doorbell. Yeah, although I was. Whatever. I'm punctual, as a rule. And I got there perfect time, and I rang the bell 3 times, no Jimmy. So I started to go, I was going to check, make sure I had the right apartment.
I only heard you ring it twice, Joan.
You say three, and it's three. I could have come to the doorway at 8 minutes to five, and now it's 3 to 2. I mean, really. Scores. So you finally get
him. I get him, and he comes out, and he apologized. He said he was in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And he cried.
Probably. With Singular Unlimited mobile to mobile, we can talk all we want and not use...
Yeah.
And he's tall and had a nice smile.
I see. And
but very nondescript. Very nondescript. Kind of like a J.C. Penney ad, all very
nondescript. I guess we all can't make $150,000 a year, Joan. What did you think of the way that she looked?
I wasn't picking myself up off the floor.
any advice, any parting comments, Jimmy, as far as you're concerned?
Get a real life, and I hope you get a job working...
I should have said that. I hope you get a job working at Fantasyland at Disneyland.
Jimmy was gold.
Wow. I guess yeah. After after some hardballs. You're
now
funny at 30, darn.
You consider the savings that are at stake? Now is not the time to procrastinate. Unless, of course, you've been waiting for the all-new Hummer H3. Smaller, lighter, and on sale at Classic Hummer for just $29.5. It's pure Hummer style at a very manageable price. Employee pricing on 2005 H2s and a $29.5 sale price on 2006 H3s. Find both at Classic Hummer and Grapevine or visit us at ClassicHummer.com. Hummer, like nothing else.
Breaking sports news now.
The Dallas Cowboys are making a defensive change in 05 as they're moving to a 3-4. Ticker brought to you by Lawrence Marshall Denison and Global Games. Training camp kicks off this morning in Oxnard as practices begin, and Big Bill told the media yesterday that he's looking forward to seeing the 3-4 in action.
I really haven't seen all of it firsthand yet. I've just seen it in a college environment. I've seen them in camps, but I haven't really seen what I'm going to see here very shortly.
Cowboys have 2 practices today. You can hear Parcells this afternoon at 1:30 right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. The Rangers have made a move before tomorrow's 3 p.m. trade deadline. Today, Bud Selig okayed a deal, sending Chan Hope Park to the San Diego Padres for 34-year-old corner infielder Phil Nevin. As for the club trading Alfonso Soriano, that remains to be seen over the next few days. In the meantime, the Rangers and Blue Jays continue a 3-game set in Toronto this weekend. Texas has won 3 straight games, and they're currently 4 back of Oakland in the wild card race. And with the deadline looming, there are reports of a 3-team trade in the works involving the Red Sox, Mets, and Devil Rays. It could send Manny Ramirez to the Mets. Tampa Bay would get prospects from New York, and the Red Sox would get Aubrey Huff and Danny Baez from the Devil Rays. As always, we'll have updates on any trades that come down throughout the weekend. Our next Ticket Ticker coming up at 11:10, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass, reminding you to remember the time you spent listening to Ben and Skin, filling in for The Rant Saturdays 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Whether HBO, ESPN2, the Discovery Channel, or the channel with cartoons, MTV, the Animal Planet, they all work, and it's never deserved, except on the network. They were nine, I recorded and I went away, got home and I watched it up, and it was on to the next one, the next one. Tell me, tell me, tell me, tell me, tell me what's on.
I'm a Tivo. Oh no, oh no. You're gonna find out what's first. You gotta stand like burrito. Oh no, oh no. Tell me what's on my Tivo. Oh no, oh no. I wanna record it, go home and watch it with Frito. Oh no, oh no.
10:56 on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket, Ben and Skin at Bob Thomas Ford and McKinney, where the employee discount is going on for one more day. Today's the last day, so come out and join us out here. It is Rangers Trade Talk Extravaganza Central on the Ticket. We'll keep you posted. Major League Baseball trade deadline tomorrow at 3. So stay tuned here. We'll let you know as soon as something goes down.
Yep.
A little later, we're going to get into some Dallas Cowboy football talk. That's coming up at 11:10. But as you heard right there, it's time to discuss what's on our TiVo. With that, here is Skin.
Thank you, Ben Rogers, standing next to me right now. Yes, what's on my TiVo? I thought that we would do a HBO spectacular today. The first thing I want to start off with, and I normally don't recommend this type of viewing to small kids, but I will in this situation. There is a
animal porn?
No, that's I'm fine with that for kids. This is more of a people porn thing, and this is a, you know, HBO, they have the real sex series that's always a little edgy, a little risque. Well, one of the, I guess it's a spinoff of that, is this show Cat House, which, you know, as we know, certain brothels are illegal in certain parts of Las Vegas. Well, there is a show on the Ticket, man, heard every night from 8 to 11.
The T-Box.
No, that's Saturday mornings.
I didn't hear the time.
Yeah. Big Dick's P1 Wild Ass Circus, of course. It's one of the best shows in the history of radio. It's got Big Dick. It's got Enormous Rod. It's got Huge Peter. Just the whole gang. And, of course, the wacky Wild Ass Circus guys, the rotating P1s. But it's a really, really good show.
Hardest working guy at the Ticket?
He is the hardest working guy at the Ticket. And I think it's a very unique show because of these friends and guests that he've accumulated over the years that have become a regular part of his crew. One guy being Dennis Hoff, who runs the Bunny Ranch out in Vegas, which is what the show is kind of focused around. And then also you've got the, what's the dude, the Girls Gone Wild guy? I forgot his name.
Oh, the
yeah, Joe Francis. Thank you, Drawn. And so they kind of add a crazy, I don't know, morally ambiguous element.
Dirty.
But it's a good, clean, dirty.
Yeah.
Element to the P1 whack. Well, as we, as you know, if you're a good P1, Big Dick got married at the Bunny Ranch.
Love it.
And that was a couple, like, I don't know, has it been 6 months ago, 7 months ago, something like that?
Folks, that defines scene control.
That defines scene control. And Jerron feeding the information down line, that will be a year in November when Big Dick did that. And so they had the bachelor party there and the wedding there. And on this particular episode that's currently on, you can put it on your TiVo, Ben, of Cat House. They have the last segment of the show is Big Dick and Posse rolling in to the brothel for the bachelor party and the wedding. And it's funny because the first person you see walking in that door with a bag over his shoulders, that's right. Good, strong Grego. He comes walking in.
Be proven. Now, why do you say he has a bag?
No, not an entertainment bag.
Oh.
Like, he was carrying clothes with him. And so it's just funny. It's just so funny to see that on HBO. But they interviewed Big Dick and his lovely bride.
I forgot that Grego was on that trip.
Yeah, I think
genius.
I think he's actually a regular member of the WAC now.
I don't think he is.
Okay, well, I don't know. I can't prove that. But it's definitely worth seeing just for the, you know, they never mention the Ticket or anything like that. Or they don't mention that Big Dick is a radio host. It's just, hey, here's a guy getting married at the brothel. One of the things that's really funny is the reaction of the working girls that work there. They don't seem to get it. They don't get what's going on with the whole thing. But, of course, Big Dick and his lovely bride are perfectly at ease with the whole thing. So if you're a good P1, it's definitely worth checking out and putting on your TiVo and then watching it later. But staying within the realm of HBO, you know, we've got to talk about our two favorite shows. You know, we're not on every day. If we were on every day, we would talk about this stuff more, but we've got to do some Entourage and 6 Feet Under talk. Now,
definitely.
The last time I talked to you, I hadn't seen 6 Feet Under yet, and I finally got around to watching it. One of the most explosive episodes ever. Would you agree?
Yes. What about how violently, what's his name?
Nate.
I got to learn the names if we're going to talk about it.
Yeah.
What's his name and what's her name? When Nate lost it at the very end of the last episode, he fell so violently.
Yeah, I mean, his head bopped off the floor, and, you know, he had some numbness in his arm. And this
now,
is,
What do you think about my prediction now?
About everyone dying?
Yes.
Everyone
at least in the family, I think, is going to die.
Right.
Okay, let's reset here. Of course, if you've been living under a rock and you don't know what 6 feet under is, mm-hmm. give them a quick breakdown of what it's
Six
really.
Feet Under, it's been on HBO. This is its fifth and final season, and it's a show about the Fishers who run a funeral home, basically out of their house. In the very first episode of the show, the dad who runs it dies. And, the two brothers, Nate and, Callie, I can't believe I'm forgetting the homie's name. Keith's boyfriend. What's that dude's name?
David.
They run it, and, you know, they're very different guys. David is a gay dude, and Nate was this guy who kind of lived on his own and lived nature guy. And so they all come home, and it's about this family kind of reconciling under the auspices. They're experiencing life with death around them all the time. So it's,
Which
you know,
is why it's so fitting that they're all going to die. Now, of course, the dad comes back as a ghost and talks to the family.
Which I need more of that.
That's kind of gone away
a lot through the years, but that was one of my favorite parts of the show in the early
A lot
years.
Of the corpses that they're working on will talk to them.
Right.
And the thing I like about that is it's not always from the corpse's perspective. It's like a corpse will just start talking to them about whatever they're thinking about.
Yeah.
I love that. But I think by the end of this final season,
uh-huh.
you know, that everyone in the family will have died.
Now that's
I think Nate is dead, and that started it right there.
That could be. That's a pretty gangster prediction. I'm assuming there's four episodes left. Have you seen a total yet?
How many family members are there left?
Someone dies each episode. Great prediction, Ben. Now, this deal with Nate, it's a callback to an earlier season. He had some sort of brain hemorrhaging problem, and he had surgery, and he was supposedly going to die, so I'm assuming this is a reoccurrence of that affliction that hasn't been mentioned in two or three seasons.
By the way, would that be going out, jumping the shark?
Nah, the show...
For everyone to die?
Yeah.
Would it be like, jump the shark?
Technically,
jump the shark
jumping,
is never coming back.
Yeah, technically jumping the shark is when the show is taking a turn. You know, I know some people that aren't fans of the show anymore that say that the show jumped the shark when David was kidnapped and the gas was poured on him. And he had, you know,
why?
They just said that, you know, some people I know said that they hung up on him, that David called and then they hung up on him, but that was just too far fetched. But to me, you know, I mean, I didn't think it was that crazy of a storyline, and I think that if anything, this season's been as good as it's been since the first two
yeah.
seasons.
All right, so that's that. We don't have a lot of time. But
no, that's a recap.
I want to get into Entourage.
Okay, let me go on record. Your prediction is that they all die.
Yeah.
I predict that Claire survives at least. So I'm going to say that. And I also will predict that David and Keith will prosper because the show is created by a gay dude, and the gay dude wants everyone to know that homosexuality is normal. So they will be the prospering couple as the show goes
Interesting.
On.
Interesting. Maybe. But I like the Claire angle because I could see everyone else in the family talking to her as she goes on in life.
And she just goes crazy and smokes crack.
Okay, but now the thing about 6 Feet Under is it's kind of a kick to the groin.
Right.
It's depressing mm-hmm. When you watch it. But the thing about Entourage is it's the exact opposite.
Yeah.
It's a happy
constant
ending.
Euphoria, dude.
Constant euphoria. And it's basically about this actor who's made it. And it's about his boys that all surround him. They all go out, and it's like living the dream. What would you and your buddies do if one of your buddies became just a huge celebrity on the way up, the girls, the parties, mm-hmm. the money? And it's all about this extraordinary lifestyle.
It's like you and T-Mac. It's about you and T-Mac.
Exactly. Now, what did you have any predictions on where this is going? I mean,
I think it's always going to stay up, but I will say this. I was a little taken aback by the injection of Mandy Moore. Into
yeah.
this thing, because I'd always viewed Vince as being indestructible.
Now, I didn't know that he'd injected her. I didn't see that.
Well, that was why they broke up. That was why they broke up. He
okay.
didn't get to inject her. And I don't know. This, to me, it puts a little chink in the armor. I don't want to.
Why are we getting
okay, no, we're not. We're not. It's just a thing that I'm saying. And I think it kind of takes away his indestructible bulletproofness that I've come to admire
so much.
Right? Stop it. That I've come to admire so much about Vince, this kind of nonchalant, nothing bothers him. I don't want to see him get hung up on a girl. I don't want to see
You're
it.
Right. Now we're seeing that a little bit.
I'd be real interested to see how it shakes out. But it's been an awesome season. The show just keeps getting better. 3 Emmy nominations. Is it not the best show on television right
now? Yes, it is the best show. Jeremy Piven.
Yes, Jeremy Piven.
Yeah, oh, my God, he's incredible.
He's money. He's up for an Emmy.
Hey, I've got a crazy prediction for Entourage.
Interesting.
Every member of the Entourage dies.
And they all get buried at the Fisher home?
Yeah.
In a new cremation subplot?
A merger of series.
Okay, I've got a prediction.
Okay.
I predict that your prediction is crazy and will never happen.
Okay.
So one of us will win. Who will it be?
But I love the music on that show.
Yeah, it's great. And, it, you know, we should mention, too, it's kind of, it's created by Marky Mark. And then we had the other creator, Doug Ellen, on our show about 2 months ago.
From People's Court.
From People's Court, right? That's Doug Llewellyn. But we had him on the show, and it is greatness because it's, I think it's the P1 fantasy. If you look at our demo, what P1 wouldn't want to be living that life?
So three things to TiVo, make sure you, and they're all on HBO.
They're all HBO. It's very HBO-intensive TiVo.
Make sure to see Large Richard on, what is it, Dollhouse or whatever.
It's called Cat House.
Cat House. Also make sure to check in with 6 Feet Under and Entourage on HBO as well. Now coming up next, Skin and I will give you two different perspectives on what's going to happen to the Cowboys in the coming season. Three reasons why they'll be 10-6 and three reasons why they'll be 6-10 next on The Ticket.
KTCK Dallas-Fort Worth.
Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Are you concerned about foreclosure ruining your credit? StopDFWForeclosureNow.com is here to help. Now, just what does StopDFWForeclosureNow.com do? Pretty simple. They do what they call themselves. They'll stop that foreclosure in its tracks and keep a home foreclosure off your credit rating. For more, just click the link below where you have the station minimized. If you're several months behind on your mortgage, the pressure can be unbearable. These guys are here to keep that foreclosure from happening and keep your credit clean. Just log on to StopDFWForeclosureNow.com or call toll-free 1-866-362-9364. Go ahead, write it down, then call today, 1-866-362-9364. Ask yourself, would you rather be foreclosed on, or would you rather explore options that will eliminate foreclosures on your credit? StopDFWForeclosureNow.com. In fact, if you act now, part of this program includes credit restoration, 866-362-9364, or online at StopDFWForeclosureNow.com.
Vegas is calling. Are you in or out?
Smirnoff Ice and Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket are looking for the hottest men and women in the Metroplex. So what do you think? You hot or not? Listen to The Ticket for the next Hot or Not party. Email your picture to hot or not at theticketcontest.com or log on to theticket.com to find out how hot things are going to get.
And when things do get hot, cool down with Smirnoff Ice.
Smirnoff Ice. Smirnoff Ice Triple Black, Green Apple, Orange Raspberry, and two new flavors, Black Cherry and Watermelon. Available at your local retailer. Hot or not, cool down with Smirnoff Ice. And if you're hot enough, you can win a trip for two to Las Vegas. A chance to be in the next Shooter Jennings music video, Put the O Back in Country, American Express gift cards, Mav tickets, Shell gift cards, and more. So join The Ticket at a Hot or Not party. Or email your picture and answers to our Hot or Not questions to
hot or not at theticketcontest.com.
Vegas is calling. They want hot. Are you in or out?
For details, log on to theticket.com.
Good morning and good afternoon on Ticket. Welcome to the first manual roundtable. This is the first time we've done it, and I'm your congenital host, Art Gregory Williams. Joining us on our roundtable today are our distinguished panelists to talk about the subjects of the day. First up, the extremely experimental fake Chan Gailey, who inextricably is obsessed with NASCAR. Good morning, Chan.
Well, good morning to you, Gregor. And I tell you what, Gregor, we're having a damn good time out here waiting for Taylor Bonner to come by and put Lucky Charms all over our football field with a bunch of jumpers saying, whoopee.
All right, didn't understand that, but thanks for being with us, Chan. Okay, also with us, the fake Will Clark. How are you, Will?
Ha, 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 ha. What are you lost around here or something?
All right, that's kind of the same voice as me, but
The Ticket's Drop Page Radio. The Ticket's Drop Page Radio.
Kind of the same voice as me, but finally with us, the fake TCU head professional coach, Billy Tubbs. Hello, sweet Billy.
Hello, Chuck. My panties smell like turpentine, Chuck.
Total day alone, huh?
All right, let's start with TCU number one on the first Anal Grego roundtable. All right, I mean, what's the deal with Tom Penders? I mean, what's the deal with him? What's the deal with that? I mean, good gosh! I mean, that's just,
who the hell you want to answer that question? You need to specify. Get Dale Jarrett in here to let sprinkle ice over his monkey-headed triple ring to the girls in the chorus saying, "Hound dog."
To go to fake Billy on that question. I'm sorry. I mean to go to the TCU basketball. I mean, Billy, I mean, Tom Penders. I mean,
what are you lost in this question?
I mean, Billy D. I mean, with Tom Penders.
The Ticket Drop Page Radio.
tomorrow night.
With Tom Pender, Tom Pender's coming. Tom Pender, Billy, do you miss the game?
I made a giraffe out of pudding pie, Chuck.
What the hell does that supposed to mean?
Billy, let me rephrase the question like...
I
plan on starting my own law office. I guess the first step is to buy the kumquat, Chuck.
I tell you what, if we don't start getting some serious sports issues today, I'm going to take Kyle Petty in the back room and let him go coconuts on my brain with a 2x4 to the vestry thing. Get it on, Jack!
Next issue, the Rangers have started their impressive season, the Grunt Rangers, brother. What are your general impressions of the Rangers?
I am giving a massage to a computerized Cossack, Chuck.
Is he lost around here, son?
Vehicles. No hassles, no gimmicks. The same low prices our employees and their families pay. You get the best deal possible on vehicles that are the best in Texas. To take advantage of the Ford Family Plan, stop by your nearest Texas Ford dealer before August 1st. The plan excludes Ford GT, Mustang, and Escape Hybrid, and you must take delivery from participating dealer stock by August 1st, 2005. The big E450 vans and F450 trucks and higher are also excluded. See your dealer for complete details or visit Ford.com. See your Texas Ford dealer today, and welcome to the family.
Sports news first, guaranteed.
The Rangers won their third straight last night over the Blue Jays in Toronto, 4-1, but that wasn't the big news coming from north of the border yesterday. Ticker brought to you by Texas Transportation Institute and Munster Natural. Texas traded 8-5 right-hander Chan Ho to Chano Park to the San Diego Padres for corner infielder Phil Nevin, who this season is only hitting .256 with 9 homers and 47 runs, batted in the spacious Petco Park, mind you. And Mark DeShera thinks he could help the Texas offense.
We wish Chan Ho the best, and he's been a good teammate for a number of years here, but we also hope that Nevin can help his team.
This afternoon at 3:05, Joaquin Benoit faces Toronto's Dustin McGowan, who's making his first ever big league start. Cowboys training camp is underway this morning in Oxnard, California, and head coach Bill Parcells is looking thinner this season after dropping some weight in the offseason, and owner Jerry Jones talked about the tuna's new look.
He got physically ready to go for sure, and that would be one thought. Looks better than I've seen him since he's been with the Cowboys.
Cowboys have two practices today, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. At 1:30, you can hear Bill Parcells address the media right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. And in golf at the Buick Open, Vijay Singh is your leader at 13-under, but Tiger Woods is only one shot back heading into play this afternoon. Yesterday, Tiger fired an 11-under 61. Third-round play already underway today. Sweden's Mathias Granberg is 6-under on the day through 17 holes, putting him at 10 shots under for the tournament, 3 back of the leader. Paul Claxton also 6-under through 14. He is 3 back of Singh. The leaders tee off this afternoon at about 1 o'clock. Our next Ticket Ticker coming up at 11:30, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass, reminding you to remember the time you spent listening to Ben and Skin Saturdays 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Cowboys training camp, Oxnard, California. Rookies dying and Big Bill's F-bombs flying. Bob, Dan, Norm, and the rest of the Ticket Boys live from Cowboys training camp in 2 days. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Club 14 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Ben and Skin live and direct. In for the rant, and we are live and direct from Bob Thomas Ford in McKinney. We're going to be out here till noon, but Ben, the savings go on all day long. Now, this employee pricing has been such a big hit all across the land, but especially here. It's going to end this month, but Bob Thomas Ford is not open tomorrow, so you need to get out here
today. So this
today.
Is it. Today is the day.
Today is the day, and you can be a part of history because they're breaking all kinds of records already.
Now, they wouldn't be breaking records if they weren't cutting good deals, right?
Ben, that is an excellent sports
point. Thank you. Thank you.
Is that a sports point or a sales point?
I only know one speak.
That's right. And now with more on how to sell stuff, here's Ben.
Skin, let me, I guess I got to go first then on this Cowboys segment, huh?
Oh, are we doing the Cowboys segment here?
Aren't we?
By the way, we're going to do Radio Pork, back to Radio Pork at 11:30, but right now we are doing good, strong
And you got, you promised some Lindsay Lohan porn scenario, right?
Yeah, and then also our Church of Scientology update that we like to do, so.
All right, right now.
Hard hitting.
Let's talk Cowboys because they opened camp yesterday.
Woo-hoo!
The first practice is today. Of course, the Cowboys coming off a miserable 6-10 season.
Package.
Parcells.
Oh, no, let's do it.
Yeah,
let's do it here. Okay.
Parcells in his kind of State of the Union press conference yesterday talked about the need for the Cowboys to place egos aside.
Yes.
And he was pretty much talking to Glover and Ellis because their roles are going to be reduced as the Cowboys transition over to a 3-4. So two of the guys that have been there, two of their best defenders.
They're only two good defensive linemen over the last 100 years.
Their impact is going to be minimalized somewhat. So he talked about that. He also talked about how they're going to have less practice time this year, more study time.
Yeah, that's interesting.
No 2-a-days back-to-back. It's going to be easier on the vets because they've got 11 starters that are over 30 years old, potentially.
Package.
It's an old team. And they need more time to learn their schemes. Also, there as of yesterday, there were no deals yet on the top three picks, Ware, Spears, and Burnett. Those should come down here pretty quickly. But with the start of camp, it's kind of got our minds wondering about the upcoming season.
That's what we do here, Ben. This is a Cowboys town. And I'm not talking about McKinney. I'm talking about the whole Metroplex. So even though camp hadn't really jumped off yet, I mean, it started, but it hadn't started, this is when we start throwing out wild accusations, wild predictions, wild speculation that we love to do so much. And we thought it might be interesting if we gave two opinions, because I think no matter who you are in this world of sports, it's impossible to nail down what this Cowboys season is going to be. But I think when we're talking, we could both see it going well. We can also both see it going bad. But we decided you shall take the Cowboys going 10-6 and support it with good, strong sports. And I will tell the listener why they'll go 6-10. So why don't we start with you, because it's optimism first here in America, Ben.
Okay. The reason that the Cowboys will go 10-6 in this coming season.
Awesome.
Number one, Julius Jones is the real deal.
Yes.
We saw a small sample of what he could do last year, and if you extrapolate those numbers over the full season, then you see some monster numbers.
Yeah.
Will he be able to do that? I'm banking yes. I think he is that good. I think, I don't want to get into reason number two, but they do tie in together, so okay. I guess I will just jump into reason number two.
Okay.
No, or do you want to comment on Julius Jones?
Well, I want to wait and see what your number two is, but it's okay for me to be positive during this segment. If I support some of the things you say?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, very good. I don't want to say what I'm going to say here until you say number two, because it may tie into your number two, so go ahead.
Okay. The number two reason that I think the Cowboys are going to go 10-6 is because of all the great off-season maneuvering that Jerry did. Oh, he had a brilliant off-season.
Yes, he did have the team in general had a brilliant off-season with addressing needs. And some of the needs filled was Marco Rivera being added to the offensive line. And that's one of the things I want to talk about with Julius Jones last year. The offensive line was pretty much in disarray the second half of the season when he was kicking ass.
Exactly. And they didn't have a healthy Campbell.
Right. And I think, you know, the little appendectomy he just had to honor Marquise Daniels, he's going to miss the beginning of camp. But I think he's going to be back. And I really think that was the key loss last year was losing Dan Campbell. Because he is an excellent blocker at tight end. He's just a workhorse. And with the other problems they had on the offensive line, losing him was devastating. If he's back and healthy and the addition of Rivera and having a little more depth at offensive line, that is key for Julius Jones.
That's exactly right. And Julius Jones is the real deal. But not only is he the real deal, but I love their whole backfield.
Yeah.
I love the A-Train. I love Barber the Ninth.
Mm-hmm.
I love both. All three of those guys have crazy potential.
Uh-huh.
And so the Cowboys, I think, are going to be able to run the ball effectively, which is all Parcells wants to do.
I think you're right there.
And I think because that's the off-season guys that they've added. And, of course, they get a healthy Glenn back as well. But the defensive additions, that's where the focus has been, obviously, as the Cowboys talk about going to a 3-4. But Anthony Henry and Aaron Glenn stabilize the secondary immediately. And, you know, that's just going to make it so much easier on the Cowboys to actually have three good corners.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been a long time. Jason Ferguson, obviously a huge addition. Then in the draft, Ware, Spears, Canty, Burnett. I just think it gives them a lot of depth, a lot of flexibility to where this is Bill Parcells' football. They're running the ball effectively, and hopefully their defense is going to be better to where they're keeping their offense, you know, they're just going to control the clock. That's the game Parcells wants to play. He wants to win with defense and suffocate the opposition by running the ball.
No, you're exactly right. Clock management, not only not having your defense on the field all the time like we saw so much last year, but keeping the other team's offense off of the field, keeping your defense fresh, and then conversely, being able to pound the ball so you can do damage late in the game. I do think it's key. One of the interesting things, too, about the potential help if it works out in the secondary with the addition of Henry and Glenn is not having to take a superstar caliber playmaker in Roy Williams and play him. Now, he's going to have to do some coverage because he's a safety, but when he was having to drop back so much last year to help out just that rotation on, what was it, the right corner, I think Terrence Newman plays the left side, to have him back all the time where he needs to be up on the line making plays.
I think he'll earn the nickname this year, quarterback killer.
That's a very dark nickname. Not just drive by Washington if the Cowboys gone so dark with a nickname.
Dude, he doesn't just tackle people, he injures people.
Well, there's a Roy Williams rule that no more horse collar tackling because Roy Williams hates horses.
You brought up a great point. That's exactly right. Their best defensive player, Roy Williams, is going to be more involved now up in the line of scrimmage, where it's his area of comfort. But my number three reason that the Cowboys will have a good season and will go 10-6 during the regular season is because the big tuna does not suck.
Red hot.
The law of averages. I mean, he's made some crazy decisions, but you heard in his comments yesterday, his reputation's on the line. He feels competitive. He feels the need to compete and kind of step up for himself. And, you know, he spent the offseason getting in better shape so he can yell at the guys longer.
Right.
I like the jury. I just don't think he's that bad. I mean, he's never had back-to-back losing seasons in his career.
You think he digs all the success Belichick is having while people question whether or not he can still do it?
See, those are my three reasons. Julius Jones is the real deal. Number two, the Cowboys' offseason reinforcements. They're going to be able to run the ball better. They're going to play better defense. They're going to have some clock control. And number three, the big tuna does not suck.
Man, those reasons were so good. I now think the Cowboys are going to go 12-4, and I'm going to trash my three reasons, but just since we have time to kill, I'll go ahead and give them any reason.
Okay.
Anyway, these are three reasons why the Cowboys will go 6-10, Ben Rogers. Number one, way too many olds. I believe 11 starters are going to be over 30. You were talking about having Terry Glenn back. Terry Glenn is an old, and Terry Glenn will get hurt again. Too many olds. This is a big problem for this team. Now, one of the olds I'll get to a little bit later in my hard-hitting three reasons why the Cowboys are going to go 6-10, but it's not as bad as last year. Last year, I think the average age of the team was 45, which was an NFL anomaly. But there are just way too many olds, and when you have olds, they get hurt. And even Marco Rivera bringing him in, he's not young. I mean, I know offensive linemen can go longer, but he had a back injury this summer. Now, they say he's perfectly healthy and ready to go, but that kind of disappoints me a little bit. It kind of makes a little bit of negative shining on my cowboyness. So that's number one, too many olds. Number two, they have a defensive system that they are moving to that doesn't necessarily utilize their best players, or some of their best players, and that would be Leroy Glover and Greg Ellis. Now, both of those guys have voiced their disappointment about this upcoming season, about their roles being reduced, about, you know, I think you were accurate in Parcells yesterday spinning that into, hey, these guys are being selfish. He didn't name names, but it was pretty obvious what he was talking about. But I don't know so much that it's those guys being selfish just as much as, man, I want to be able to be a part of this team and contribute, and I don't know that I'm going to be able to do that here.
Right, I agree with that. But I also think that it's ridiculous for us to say that those guys are being selfish when all we talk about is, hey, it's a business. A guy gets traded, hey, sorry, it's a business. You got to understand it's a business. Well, these guys have to protect their brand.
Sure.
They got to make money, and if they're not getting the reps on the field, it's a bad business move for them. You know what I'm saying?
No,
we're not going to be able to have the opportunity to get out there and show ourselves off, so it's going to cost us money. So not only are they, you know, these guys that have been so big on the Cowboys, such major impactful players, having reduced roles, they're not only going to be able to, they're not going to be able to help as much on the field with their teammates, but it's also going to hurt them in the pocket.
Yeah, I think we're talking about these two guys in particular. If you're to say, hey, let's make a list of all the Cowboys, let's list them most selfish to least selfish, these two guys would be at the very bottom of the list.
Right.
We're not talking about Keyshawn. We're talking about Leroy Glover, who is a coach's son,
And Greg Ellis, who's been a great, you know, he hasn't been a dominant pass rusher, but he's been a great foot soldier for the Cowboys. You can't tell me that bringing in Ferguson and even having Spears and then keeping Ware as an outside linebacker in a 4-3 wouldn't be just as effective. I'm sorry, I just don't believe that. So you have diminishing what two guys do really well who have been good performers for you the last couple of years, as well as depending on some rookies to make key contributions. And I think there's a little bit of danger there. And number three, kind of going back to the old, they made a lateral move at quarterback, a position that we all universally agreed was a position of tremendous suck for the Cowboys last year. But Skin, okay, look, I realize that Drew Bledsoe is 8 years younger than Vinny Testaverde, but if you just look statistically, he ain't that much better. He hasn't sniffed the playoffs since 1998. He's not mobile. I mean, you thought that there was pressure on the offensive line to protect Vinny last year. Vinny was more mobile than Drew Bledsoe. I think that this is, at best, a lateral move at quarterback, and I worry how that's going to affect the psyche of the team, knowing that, and the fans, and that the way that's reciprocated between the fans and the players, but knowing that everyone wants Drew Henson out there. Hell, he may be carrying a clip, but he may be behind Tony Romo again this year, and I just have no confidence in the Drew Bledsoe scenario.
Now, I disagree a little bit, and I say a little bit. Number one, I'm wearing Bill Bates pajamas right now.
They look good on you.
Total homer.
They look good.
And so I really want things to work out, and no number two. But right now, Skin, I just feel like, Bledsoe's much, much younger, but all they're really asking him to do is the same thing we talked about with Quincy.
Uh-huh.
Just be the caretaker. And now I think the offense, the rushing game is good enough to where they're going to be able to do that, to where they're not going to count on him to do too much. And I just, those 8 years, I still think those are valuable years to get back on the old age meter.
I hope you're right.
And I also think he's got something to prove, something big to prove. So they're going to have a running game. I think they're going to have a good scheme. And I think Bledsoe's going to get it done, man.
I hope so. I mean,
is that good sports talk?
No, that's good sports talk. He's a 33-year-old that is immobile and holds the ball too long, but he had his most success. Now, here's the funny thing. Hey, he had his most success under Parcells. Well, I don't know. I would say he probably had his most success when he was in his early 20s. That's just me, you know.
Hey,
I don't know. Perhaps there's just a coincidence going on there.
Do you realize what I said? Even in a country voice, I said, man, I just don't know. I think Bledsoe can get it done. I think he can get it done.
We were so from Garland, and we were so high-fiving about the Cowboys. Well, you know what? I think I convinced you that the Cowboys will suck, and I think you convinced me that the Cowboys are going to be awesome, so I'm revising my prediction. 16-0. Look out, Dolphins.
All right. What do we got next?
Let's do Radio Pork next.
All right, we Ben and Skin, we make our triumphant return to the world of Radio Pork next. We've got a Lindsay Lohan story that could involve a porn scenario.
Where are you going? Where are you going with that? Where are you going
next on the ticket?
Hey, the Cowboys are at camp in California, and I'm doing this promo from a tunnel under my home. Good morning, everyone. 8 to 11 Sunday morning on the Mark Elf Mind Show. We'll talk to 20 Surest Bets for the Baseball Hall of Fame at 9:50, and talking Cowboys, Cowboys, Cowboys at 10:30, all Sunday morning, 8 to 11, on the Mark Elfmind Show.
Is he lost around here or something?
I tell you, we better stop talking fools right now.
Cucumbers have my number.
All right, final issue. The Cowboys schedule, is it easy or hard? Ken Gailey.
Well, I don't care whether it's hard or not. I just know that when the tooth fairy comes calling you in turn number four with Jeff Gordon's number tattooed across his crony ass, you better make a dang sure that ballerina got it all in the football equation of my name, not Sabadoo.
I'm insane now, Chuck.
That concludes another Greg Williams roundtable. And I'd just like to thank my distinguished panelists. So just remember, until next time, America, I'm Greg R. Williams asking, do you miss the game?
Can we get some man do his sausage
here? That's a bonehead question. Unbelievable. Good gosh.
Help me, Chuck.
The Ticket Stop Page Radio.
Hey, it's Fitz, and with me in the studio is the founder and general manager of RepairMyCreditNow.com, also a personal friend, Doug Parker. And Doug, wouldn't you agree that today your future is your credit? The future is now. You have bad credit,
you have a future.
Absolutely, Fitz. Your credit is your future.
There's so many credit repair companies popping up all over the Metroplex. What is the difference between RepairMyCreditNow.com and these other credit repair companies?
Well, Fitz, we're registered with the Secretary of State of Texas. We're also bonded.
So basically what you're saying is these credit repair companies, they're illegal, but you're legal.
That is correct.
See, you have to be licensed and bonded. That's how you know. Call RepairMyCreditNow.com today. 1-888-4-MY-REPAIR. That's 1-888-4-MY-REPAIR. Or log on now. RepairMyCreditNow.com. Write it down. RepairMyCreditNow.com. Now, Doug, go ahead and tell everybody what you did for me this past year and the program that I went through with you.
Since we were able to increase your credit scores by about 100 points, and I know you were able to get your new 4Runner and a new Bronco.
Take care of your credit right now. Your credit is your future. RepairMyCreditNow.com.
Thank you for listening. This station is in a commercial break and will be returning to its regular programming shortly.
Would you mind stepping in my office? It's your turn to take the test, the polygraph test.
Come on, why do we have to do this? It's so stupid.
Everybody in the club is going to have to take the test, Mr. Williams.
I'm tired of all your questions. This is not the Spanish Inquisition.
I'm not here to judge you. Would you please put the apparatus on your finger, please?
Yeah, okay, all right.
Let's start the polygraph test.
Okay, let's get it over with. Shoot, what's the first question?
What's your real name?
Robert Gregory Williams.
Horace Grego Mankiewicz. Are you a virgin?
Yes, I'm a virgin. You see a wedding ring?
How many partners have you had?
38. 483, including cattle.
Have you ever consumed any illegal drugs?
You know, I never have. I had some friends that did it at one time, but I've never actually.
Black mollies, quaaludes, reefer, smack, liquid acid, glass, ice, crack, cocaine, Shanghai Sally. But that is it. That is it. Mushrooms, meth, angel dust, skunk, the date rape drug, nitrous, and that is all, brother. And I'm on back in right now.
Drop Page Radio.
It's Georgie time.
Hello there. You're on with George. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. T1 Pete here.
Hey, it's Gordon again. Hey, everybody. It's Gordon Keith.
Hey, I love the hard line, and I listen in the morning, too, so I guess you'd call me a P. One and a half, or a P-half.
Well, no, I just call you the great brother.
Oh, George, I have such a good time listening. Hey, listen, me and a couple buddies are gathered around the radio right now.
Yeah.
And we missed the story about how you met Craig Miller.
Well, the hardline's going to replay it at 3:45.
Drop Page Radio.
Point A to point B. But a BMW makes it fun. And then it's fun going back from point B to A. But without a BMW, you're left with just points. Ouch. Yes, there's BMW's amazing full maintenance program. There's the great resale value. But test drive a BMW and you know what you'll find? They're fun to drive. Oh, and did I mention they're also fun to buy? Just go to dfwbmwdealers.com and find the closest dealer to where you live. For complete details on BMW's full maintenance program, call 1-888-311-4BMW.
When we say sports, you say now.
Things are looking up for the Texas Rangers. Ticker brought to you by Diamonds by Drake and Global Games. The team has won 4 of 5 and 3 straight, and even more exciting than that, Ranger fans are happy that Chan Ho Park is gone for good as he was traded along with cash to the San Diego Padres for 34-year-old slugger Phil Nevin. Nevin's power numbers have been a bit down since hitting 41 homers in 2001. This year, he only has 9 home runs with 47 RBIs. Today at 3:05, Texas tries to make it 2 straight against Toronto. You can see that game on Fox Sports Net Southwest. Cowboys camp is officially underway today in Oxnard, California. Bill Parcells talked to the media yesterday, and he had the new quarterback in 2005 with Drew Bledsoe, and he likes his dependability.
Then he would get a lot of aches and pains on Monday, and
Drew's been pretty durable throughout the course of his career, so I think that's one area where it'll be quite a bit different.
You can hear Parcells later this afternoon right here on the Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. That should come down at about 1:30. And in hockey news, the Pittsburgh Penguins have selected 17-year-old sensation Sidney Crosby in today's NHL draft as they had the first overall pick. As of right now, the Dallas Stars have the 28th overall pick. Our next Ticket Ticker coming up at 11:50, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to Ben and Skin filling in for the Rant Saturdays, 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
All right. So here we go. It's your boy Hip, the Hibbity Hip Hip Hop, Paul Nathan, putting it down for my two home skillets, Ben and Skin. Hey, Corby, turn my headphones up a little bit. All right, here we go. Yeah. Yeah, I like it like that. Ben likes to rock and Vin Diesel. Skin's got the film degree. How they could ever like the same movie still remains a mystery. Skin likes to see some subtitles and hates the box office hits. Ben just wants to see a good chase scene and go back home to the sticks. But there's one just thing for certain that you better understand. As different as they may be, their opinions are way, way, way better than Bob and Dan. So now it's time for Ben and Skin's box office, film, movie theater, big screen, update, review, talk, roundtable, discussion. Ben likes rock and roll.
All right, it's 11:36 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. This is Radio Pork we're about to get into here, but I unfortunately left the production value at home, and so we decided to go to our, I don't know, is he our relief pitcher?
That's
what is
our under construction. He's a utility player.
You're a utility man.
But you know what? That's our kind of under construction intro. If we don't have an intro made yet, we just play that one.
Judging by the email feedback I've received on Hip Hop Paul, I'm constantly questioning everything I do. By the way, I want to remind everyone that the P1 WAC is going to be at Sneaky Pete's on Monday night. That's August 1st from 8 to 11. Go out there and see Ticket Chick, Sandy, and Lisa. Of course, Huge Peter, Enormous Rod, Big Dick, the whole gang. You can win Ticket T-shirts, Frisco Rough Rider tickets, and it is service industry day, so go and drag a busboy out of there. Now, back to Radio Pork, Ben. Earlier, you teased a story I'm fascinated with. That's why I brought it. Do you know who Lindsay Lohan is?
I do. She is the young, rat-tacular actress who then became very skinny and coked out and was in the Herbie movie.
Which is exactly the, yes, Norm, that's the path I like for all my Hollywood starlets to take.
Too skinny for me now. I like the way she looked before.
Well, don't worry, I'm working on that.
Okay.
But she's in Minneapolis shooting a movie, a Prairie Home Companion, she's in St. Paul shooting that, which is the Garrison Keillor movie, and I believe it's Robert Altman that's doing this movie,
that's
so it
great.
Sounds like it's going to be pretty good. But so this story comes from the Star Tribune in Minneapolis, and it's kind of like their gossip column thingy-majiggy. She was up there, and it was going to be her birthday. So she had to go to the tanning booth, okay? And she knew that the next day she was going to fly to L.A., and there would be a lot of pictures taken of her, so she wanted to make sure she had her tan going. So she's kind of a pasty girl. She's got freckles and whatnot. So she was very concerned about how the colorization would look and would it match the tanning I've been doing previously and whatnot. So the story picks up with her in Minneapolis at this Mystic Tan booth. Now, what it says here is this is the words of a guy named Idam who worked at the Mystic Tan place. And tell me about this situation. It says, this is a quote from Idam. "We have the new 2005 version of this spray tan," Idam said. "Lohan was worried that it wouldn't blend with the tan she had already. She calls like three of her friends to see if they knew, and she was having her assistant call her friends too. Her friend/assistant was making a lot of decisions for her." Now, what happens next? I'm sorry, yes, Ben.
You know, I used to work at a tanning salon.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
In high school.
Did you really?
Yeah, it was terrible.
Did you drag stuff out of there?
No, drug stuff in there, though. And, you know, the thing about this technology that you're talking about is you just stand and these misters spray you for a second and then it takes like 5 seconds to spin around.
I'm nearly nude.
And it sprays you from the other side. So it's like just painting you.
So if you're going to get painted like that, you probably would go nude, would you not?
Right, unless you wanted to paint your garments.
Well, Lindsay Lohan went nude and apparently she didn't know how to work this thing. I'm going to pick up with a quote by Adam. It says, "She was trying to work the spray tan. She thought it would automatically start if you press a button. She told me to come back there and help her out. She was, like, naked in the booth. I was like, oh, Lindsay Lohan naked. I was trying to show her how to use it without looking at her.
Why would he not look at her?
Now, let me tell you something, Ben. I have never seen a porn, but I have read, I've spent thousands of hours reading the synopsis of various porn plots.
Right.
It's just something that I do, and I like to link that to my blog. You can check that out at org blog. And one of the things is usually porn arises out of a scenario where, like, you know, a pizza man shows up and someone just got out of the shower, or someone went to go change their oil and it happened to be...
log jammer.
Where are you going with that? And so that's usually how these things work. Or someone that works at the tanning booth has to show an actress how to work the sprayer once she is blindfolded and naked. So how do you...
What you don't realize is, from my experience in that industry...
Porn industry?
No. Well, that too, but in the tanning industry, you know, he was making $7 an hour tops. He didn't want to look at Lindsay Lohan naked because he didn't want to lose his $7 an hour job.
That's why you take a $7 an hour job, so you can look at naked people.
And you know what? I remember back in the day, the big concern was that, you know, there was fans right next to the tanning beds.
Uh-huh.
And if people didn't run them, you know, at certain tanning places, they would go peek in through the fans and watch people. So it was pretty...
Who would do that?
There were some CD spots. I never did that scan. I know where you're going. I don't do that anymore. I haven't done it in months. but seriously, so there's already a CD element. This guy must be like the greatest, most noble, tanning $7 an hour employee ever.
Did you say the most noble or the gayest?
Right.
Okay, very good. And now with more Radio Pork, here's Ben.
Oh, man, that's incredible. Nice pork there, Skin.
Thanks, man. Let me put it away.
All right, Skin. A giant bra fence... A bra fence, like a woman's bra.
What?
A fence that's got bras on it is sparking controversy. It's in New Zealand. And basically this custom here's a picture of it. This custom began...
Oh, this looks good on radio.
This is down the street from a pub in New Zealand. And the tradition began where girls, when they left that pub...
By the way, is that John Lennon?
They would go by that fence and take their bras off and put them on the fence.
Oh, the salute to drunkenness.
Right, and it just became a custom.
Right.
And so people just would always, you know, go by there and put their bras on that fence. Well, now people are upset. They're saying, this is from the city chairman or whatever here at this town in New Zealand. He says, this town has a lot of Japanese students who get educated here. Right. They are very offended by it.
So hot.
They are very offended by it, as a lot of Asian cultures and South Africans. So
what?
Why do Asian...
What an odd mix. They're so culturally similar.
This is the guy who put up the fence. He said, they have a magic quality about them, the bras. For me, they have all my life.
New Zealand accent. That's good.
And so my whole thing is, who cares? Why are the Japanese so offended by a bra fence?
I don't know.
So I guess if you've got some Japanese neighbors you're trying to run off, just put the bras
put
up on
bra
your fence.
Put a bra fence up. You know, the thing I learned about the story the most is now the cultural similarities between Gribble and Hong Kong Paul. I didn't realize South African and Asian cultures were so similar.
If nothing else, all those bras on that fence just signify that those puppies were out, man.
That's right.
If a bra that's not on is a good bra. it's a bra on a fence. All those bras were on and then were off. So there were periods of car rides where there was braless action going on.
And now it makes sense to me why, when you used to work at the tanning booth, you bragged about the bra fence that surrounded your tanning booth.
Exactly.
Okay, I'll let you pick. Do you want a Bigfoot update or do you want a Scientology update?
They're not connected?
No. I mean, I could probably make up some crap so they were connected.
All right. I'm going to skip my story.
Okay.
If we switch and let you go with back-to-back stories. I want to hear this.
Okay, so real quickly I'll do this Bigfoot update, then do the Scientology. When we were getting our glorious run on the hard line, the thing that helped the ticket get such great ratings a week or two ago, we did a lot of Bigfoot talk, and there was a story in Canada where the LBC were finding these remnants of what they thought were big feet. Is that plural for Bigfoot? Big feet?
Right.
So we'll just say Sasquatch for ease. Well, they got the DNA results back on these hair samples, which looked very... Remember that picture
pubes.
I showed you? Yeah, they looked pubes indeed. Turns out, Ben, they weren't Bigfoot, but they were bison. So the Bigfoot mystery has not been solved. It continues on. It's just a bison mystery.
So didn't they notice bison tracks? I mean, they're not like animals.
No.
And, they're not really that in large population. So
yeah.
When you notice that there were tracks of a four-legged animal.
I think it's just really wanting to believe in the Bigfoot. And so anytime you see, I mean, for example, I'm a hairy man, Ben, and when I take a shower, some of that's in the shower, and when I see it, I immediately think, oh, Bigfoot's been in my shower.
Right.
So I think these people did the same thing, and so we kind of, the Bigfoot mystery continues. There's no
Bigfoot.
What do you
Bigfoot think smells worse, Bigfoot fart or Chewbacca fart?
I think it's one and the same, Ben.
Oh.
I think we've proven that on the air countless times. And so I'd like to thank good P1 Ray for sending me that story. Now, quick Scientology update. If you pick up the Today section of the Morning News today, there's a little thing about, you know, we've talked extensively about Tom and Katie being psycho and Scientology psycho. There's a really funny bit. There was a comedian on Jimmy Kimmel named Dane Cook who did a spoof of the Oprah Winfrey deal. Dale loves Dane Cook. Who did a spoof of the Oprah bit where Tom Cruise went out there and freaked out. If you go to danecook.com, you can see this. I saw it. It's really, really funny. He goes out there and freaks out and acts exactly like Tom Cruise, but...
Hey, Skin.
Yeah. There's gaining steam about the craziness of Scientology, and one of the celebrities that I recently read about, because as you know, I'm the Scientology watchdog.
Right.
And I'm getting a lot of information. I'm gathering it. Beck, the singer-songwriter, kind of wacky white guy that does so much singing and songwriting that's
Why
wacky.
Why do they force his music into the rap category?
I don't know. That's one of the things that's annoying. It's one of the things that you're going to have to fight when you put out your joint, is that anytime there's a white guy rapping, it's like, oh, look, it's a white guy rapping. This is wacky. It must be ironic. And I think that's what they do with Beck. I don't think there's anything that Beck does that's remotely related to hip-hop. Maybe he dabbles with the vocal style of rap, but there's nothing hip-hop about Beck. But he has a checkered past involving Scientology, to where he was raised as a Scientologist.
Gross.
Distanced. And then the Church of Scientology reached back out to him because he had money. That's why the deals with Scientology. They try and get people with money because it's a big, basically it's a big money scam. And so,
careful.
If you do a Google search on Beck, do Beck and Scientology, and this will come up and you'll read the whole history. But what's happened is when he started, he disavowed his dad for a long time, who was a big Scientologist and a music arranger. Well, he brought him back a few years ago to do some string arrangements on his records. And since then has been listed on the Scientology side as a big donor. He got rid of his girlfriend and immediately married the twin sister of Giovanni Ribisi, the actor. They were raised in the Scientology church, and their mother was the midwife to Beck's mom when Beck was given birth. It's a very incestuous kind of deal.
The elders were very pleased.
The elders were very pleased. And so I want to implore the P1 to follow up on this. Go and Google Beck and Scientology and follow this, because I fear that we're 5 years away from the Scientologists taking over, Ben.
Well,
they're the real terrorists.
We are wrapping things up here at Bob Thomas Ford in McKinney, but the sales are going to go on all day long. Today is the last day you can come out here and get the employee discount savings. They're not only doing it on new cars, they're doing it on used cars. So what do you got to lose? If you're looking for a car, new or used, you might as well shoot up 75 North past 121 and stop at Bob Thomas Ford in McKinney. Now, coming up next, we will wrap up the show. And
so, you know you want to make a change to better vision, but how do you know which vision correction procedure is right for you? LASIK, Custom View Intralasik, CK, Crystal Lens? Your first step is a phone call to the Tylock Eye Care and Laser Center at 972-258-6400. We sponsor a complimentary vision seminar each Tuesday night. Call to reserve your seat at the seminar, and you will learn about the most proven technology and latest advancements. Dr. Tylock will also perform a live custom view intralasik procedure, so you can talk to a patient about what LASIK is really like. Then, to top it off, you get a $200 discount toward your LASIK procedure. So call today and let the Tylock Eye Care and Laser Center take the confusion out of vision correction. Call 972-258-6400. That's 972-258-6400. Or visit us at Tylock.com. Tylock Eye Care and Laser Center. Let us make things perfectly clear for you.
Joining us on the roundtable is our old buddy, point guard Steve Nash.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's fun to be on with you guys again.
Yeah, it's good to have you. Also, Mavs guard Michael Finley. Good morning, Mike.
Oh, yeah, what's up, man? Sorry.
It's okay.
A little distracted.
Mavs forward Dirk Nowitzki is with us. Hello, Dirk.
Guten Tag, silly American.
And also Mavericks broadcaster Bob Ortegal. Hello, Bob.
Wow, great to be on with my hero, Michael Finley, in his magical dark skin.
I'm kind of offended by that. Wow.
All right, well, let's kick this around the horn now and ask everybody, you guys are 10-0, what's been the key to this amazing start? Mark?
Well, because I'm the owner. I got $1 billion in shark teeth. By the way, you like my football-looking Mavericks jerseys?
Yeah, they're a bit confusing. Steve, what do you think about the 10-0 start? What's been the key?
Well, you know, it's like... I barely have enough energy to even answer your questions, but I think the key is, you know, Dirk is playing really well, and Sean Bradley surprised us by actually moving the muscle over the offseason, so, and also I nailed half of Hollywood over the break, so.
You did?
Yeah, I think that worked well for us, you know.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. I guess you had fun, at least. Michael Finley, what do you think?
I think we're 10-0 because I'm getting my shots, and Bradley's starting to play like a black guy.
Okay.
He's decent now.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Dirk, 10-0 start. What's been the key?
This year I stuff leather hosen down my pants before game to impress ladies.
That's a fine.
I will kill you.
Whoa, okay, easy. Bob Ortegal, from your perspective at the broadcast table, what's been the key?
Great! Thank you for asking me that question! I think it's the great multicultural cast Mr. Cuban has assembled!
Uh-huh.
Mark the sauerkraut Nowitzki!
Right.
Eduardo the Mexican jumping bean! Michael Blackie Blackman Finley!
Hey man, I'm offended, man. What is that?
And Steve, I love the Gash Nash!
Yep.
I get it.
That's the key.
Wow!
That's certainly over the top and offensive.
Wow!
Okay. All right, next question for our Dallas Mavericks roundtable. Whose team is this? Some people say it's Finley's team. He's the captain. Some say Dirk's the best player. Some say Nash, the point guard. It's his team. Whose team is it? Mark Cuban?
Who's the owner?
The Ticket Drop Page Radio.
Wasn't very much fun, was it? So, in an effort to make things easier, Volvo is offering model year-end values right now during our 2005 model year-end sales event. Whether you're looking for an SUV, performance or sports sedan, or a versatile Volvo wagon, you'll find legendary Volvo safety, great style, and some of the best values of the year. So hurry to your Volvo retailer today, because if you sit and wait, well, you get the point.
The 2005 Volvo Model Year End Sales Event. For special values, hurry into your Dallas-Fort Worth area Volvo retailer today. Ticket Sports News Now.
Today marks the opening of Cowboys Camp in Oxnard, California. Ticker brought to you by the Texas Transportation Institute and Friendly Chevrolet. The team had an underwhelming 2004 season under Bill Parcells at 6-10. But yesterday at a press conference, heard right here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket, Big Bill showed some optimism about this year's squad.
I do see, I think, an improvement in ability of the team as we are currently structured over the past 2 years.
You can hear the tuna speak to the media later this afternoon at 1:30 during Ticket Sports Saturday. The Texas Rangers have finally managed to trade Chan Ho Park. Park is heading to San Diego for infielder Phil Nevin. And now that Chan Ho is no longer a Ranger, the club has one less experienced starter today at 3:05. Joaquin Benoit takes the hill against the Jays. He faces Dustin McGowan, who is making his big league debut this afternoon. You can see that game on Fox Sports Net Southwest. And the new NBA collective bargaining agreement has been ratified, solving labor issues for the next 6 years. The new agreement has a salary cap of $49.5 million. The mid-level exception is now $5 million, and free agents can finally begin signing on this Tuesday. Our next Ticket Ticker coming up at 12:10 with Ty Walker, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to not the rant. Ben and Skin filling in for the rant. Saturdays, 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
He does his homework, and he has a stat for everything. Local icon Norm Hitzkus, talking sports on Dallas Fort Worth's original all sports station, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Just like any good Ben and Skin remote, trash can basketball is broken out, and
first
it is
of all,
most serious.
I'm a big fan of.
Oh, nice shot, Prio.
I'm a big fan of trash can basketball.
Word.
Every remote we go to, we get it going. Like we had that one remote where it kind of distracted us, and the whole show was just about it.
Right.
Now we've
that
got
was our best show ever.
Eduardo from Promotions is exactly like Eduardo Nahara.
And he was there last time, cleaning the glass.
Incredible on the glass. So right now at Bob Thomas, Ford, and McKinney, we've got about 30.
No, in and out! You're kidding me!
Doesn't count. We've got about 30 wadded up pieces of paper.
Watch it. Watch it.
Going to town. Smiling Pete's got one. Skin's got one. I've got two on the board.
You don't have two.
Got two.
Okay, that's fine.
Anyway, Skin, it's been a nice run.
It's been a nice show. You know what? I'm so excited that trash can basketball is broken out. I may stay here and buy and sell cars.
Very nice.
I might buy a car and then try and sell
them. So what if you're an employee? Do you get a double employee discount?
It just depends on when you buy your car, when you become an employee, and what day it is.
Oh, very nice.
So, but if you factor all that out, I expect to leave with a car for free today.
I'm going to go get a tan at a tanning salon.
In Minneapolis?
Yeah.
Apparently Lindsay Lohan works there, and you can get naked, and she'll show you how to work the sprayer.
Well, dude, I'm going to be listening to Ticket Sports Saturday all day
today. I'm going to be working on my trash can basketball game.
Because I want to know what's going on. The Major League Baseball trade deadline is tomorrow at 3 o'clock.
And, dude, I heard we didn't get in any basketball today like we normally do, but I just heard Sean Bass talking about the new CBA has been ratified, and they've got details and what the mid-level exception and all that is. So it's going to be an unbelievably sporty sport day. And who do we have on Ticket Sports Saturday?
Sports.
Is it Kevin and Rich today? Wow, so we have
is that groups?
Groups? Hey, boys.
Hey!
Oh. What's up, Killa?
I don't know.
Dude, you should see me. I'm killing it in trash can basketball right now.
I am so proud of you right now.
Thanks,
groups,
dude.
You have no idea.
Do you get to use drops and stuff during Ticket Sports Saturday?
Probably shouldn't, but I do, yeah.
Very nice.
That's like the one thing I have going for me at this point in my life.
When is your contract up? Because I'd like to negotiate your next deal. I think you are the fastest up-and-coming board op at the station.
Hey, not to,
I agree with that.
Not to shoot your wheels off, but Dan pointed out one day that Grooves has the least bargaining power of anybody because he's so rich he doesn't need the money for this job, and management knows it.
Yeah, that's pretty true. So I haven't gotten a raise since I started working for Bob and Dan.
Hey, Grooves, I'd like to drag you out of here and just tear you up,
hey,
man. Let's do that.
Hey, Grooves, let's just see some of your wares here on the Ben and Skin over these last couple minutes. Let's see what you got. What do you got in your drop bag today?
Yeah, Hootie, Tommy, look at that face. Look at those teeth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.
Eight!
Good gracious, what a beating.
It's just a Norm buffet.
It's fun to be able to laugh a little bit.
Oh, God. Oh, God, that's funny.
Bob, call me. I need to talk to you about something.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, all I want to do is race, Daddy.
All I want to do is race, Daddy.
All I want to do is race, Daddy.
Taint.
Make?
Yeah.
Groove.
Yeah.
We're going to continue on now.
Oh, no. Hello, Frisco.
Over there, that pig man I found cutting chunks on the arrowhead.
I love Groove.
Wow. Hey, Dill.
Giacomo.
Luanga Mabenga.
Tony.
Hey, Norm, how are you?
Oh, good God.
Morning, North.
God, we are selling so many cars right now.
What?
Yeah.
Next.
Look at the sky, Frito.
I love it.
Exactly.
I love Groove.
I understand.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, Norm, how are you?
Whoops. Oh, baby.
Hey, man. All right.
There's never been a more exciting time to be in the world of broadcasting.
Thank you, guys.
Grooves, drop the applause drop in for yourself on my behalf. Wow. You are the greatest of all time, dude.
Hey, Ben, I'd like to say that I'm shooting a higher percentage than you now, and I just wanted to thank Bob Thomas Ford for having us out on this very special Bob Thomas Ford.
It was a pleasure. Coming up next, more Ticket Sports Saturday coverage of the world of sport,
mm-hmm.
keeping you updated on everything going on, and
Now, to take us out of here, Group, go ahead and take us out of here with some drops.
Wanga Mabenga.
Tony Giacomo.
You kind of look gay to me.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is The Ticket. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, is KTCK Dallas-Fort Worth and KTDK Sanger. You're listening to Ticket Sports Saturday with all the scores and stories every 20 minutes on our ticket tickers at 10, 30, and 50 past the hour. Big name guests and up-to-the-second information on the biggest sports events of the day. Plus, our passionate hot sports opinions from all the ticket hosts. Live from Dallas-Fort Worth, the best and the most coverage of our teams in our town. Ticket Sports Saturday, exclusively on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket. This is Ticket Sports Saturday.
It is 11:59 on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket. Good afternoon to Ticket Sports Saturday. I'm Kevin Scott.
And I'm Rich Phillips.
And we have got an action-packed Ticket Sports Saturday for you here today, for you, the sports listening fan. Dallas Cowboys? Huh?
Yeah.
For the first time. How about that?
How about that?
Seems I'm the only one excited about that. They started practice today.
They did.
How about that?
How about that?
We'll be talking about the Dallas Cowboys. Talking about
will we?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely will. We'll be talking about some of the things that Bill Parcells said yesterday and some of the things that he will say today, because we have a press conference coming down at 1:30.
Is that a press conference of the airwaves?
A press conference of the airwaves.
You remember those old days?
Yeah, I do. Better times then, Rich.
You sure about that?
Maybe not so much.
We got Rangers to